ABC News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Despite his peace efforts in Gaza and elsewhere, President Trump has not won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. This year's recipient, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. Israel's government has formally approved the president's Gaza ceasefire plan. It includes the rapid release of all the hostages being held by Hamas. And the BBC's David Willis says the American military will be playing a role in implementing the agreement.
There'll be 200 U.S. troops, we're told, will be sent to the region to basically oversee the enforcement and the running of this ceasefire agreement, and also the allocation of aid into Gaza, as well as monitoring the transition to a civilian government. Now, those troops will be based, we're told, in Israel. They won't be undertaking any sort of operations in Gaza itself, and they will be augmented by troops from other countries in the region, including Egypt, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates.
Mortgage frauds, the allegation, as New York Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia. Senate Majority Leader Thune disappointed the Senate has again failed to pass a Republican stopgap spending bill to end the government shutdown.
No partisan riders, no gimmicks, no policy. Partisan policies, Republican policies, anything like that. A simple resolution, 24 pages long, to open up our government and make sure that the federal employees and the American people who depend upon them get paid.
A federal judge is temporarily blocking President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Chicago. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 25 points, NASDAQ futures down a fraction. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have delays on the Beltway if you're leaving Pikesville towards Towson. The word late lifting construction still there. They're trying to wrap it up. Interloop between the JFX and I-83. It's also affecting the ramp from the northbound JFX to the Interloop. But see, now they have the barricades on the right shoulder there. So they're in the process of picking it up. We'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. But right now we have a delay as you're coming down the hill from Greenspring, crossing the JFX, and then over towards 83. Good news on the parkway. About 45 minutes ago, there was a wreck southbound at Powder Mill Road. That has now been cleared, and then back up towards the Capitol Beltway is now going away. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a chilly start to the day, followed by more sunshine and highs in the pleasant mid-60s. Turning mostly cloudy tonight and cool again with lows dropping into the low 50s. A few showers to start off your weekend on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 40 degrees in Perry Hall and 40 in Pikesville. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Carroll County leaders are asking the Trump administration to intervene in the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The Board of Carroll County Commissioners sent a letter stating that by helping the MPRP plan, interstate electric regulators have single-handedly taken away all local control over the project. The commissioners also stated that the county shouldn't have to shoulder the cost for an impending energy shortage that is mainly resulted from Virginia's growing data center industry. industry. Two suspects are being sought in connection with a violent robbery in Linthicum Heights. Police say a man was approached by two men on Wednesday afternoon along the 1700 block of West Nursery Road who demanded his personal property. When the man resisted, police say one of the suspects pulled out a knife and threatened to stab him. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 890. The pick four, 3910. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Paycheck replacement is the concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp., member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the injury situation cleared up a bit for the Ravens yesterday, with Marlon Humphrey and Patrick Ricard returning to practice. For Ricard, it's his first time hitting the field since early August, although the fullback is not expected to play until at least the Bears game after the bye. Still, no Lamar or Roquan Smith yesterday, neither expected to play Sunday, and the Ravens remain a 7.5-point underdog against the Rams at M&T Bank Stadium. MLB playoffs last night, high drama in L.A. Phillies and Dodgers tied at one, bottom of the 11th. Bases loaded, two out, Andy Páez at the plate.
Páez breaks his bat, Kirkring, gotta find it, throws to the plate, oh my goodness, he throws it away, and the Dodgers have won! The Dodgers win!
Joe Davis had the call on TNT. Orion Kirkering with the throwing error to the plate with two outs in the bottom of the 11th when he could have easily gone to first base with it. And that's the way it was. The Dodgers win a 2-1, and they advance to the NLCS. Coming up in 30 minutes, who doesn't love him some Cam Scatabo? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
To you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, October the 10th, 2025. I am Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be taking a look at Carroll County. Is going to ask President Trump to intervene in the NPRP power line project. We'll take a look at that story. Also, the governor tax more, blaming Lockdown Larry for the DHS failures with foster care system. Oh, he's such a leader, isn't he? But our top story here today, well, if you were expecting President Trump, after stopping eight wars, perhaps a ninth and tenth still to come, to get the Nobel Peace Prize, well, you're going to be sadly disappointed this morning.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2025 to Maria Corina Machado.
The Venezuelan opposition leader. Now, Marina Corina Machado is definitely an advocate for peace. She's definitely anything that's going to stand up to Maduro in Venezuela deserves recognition. And I would have honored her with an honorable mention. But again, you have to remember the Nobel Peace Prize Committee are a bunch of radical left wingers. There are a bunch of libtards on that committee, and there's just no way in history that they were going to give President Trump any covet, any award whatsoever. President Trump even mentioned the fact that he has stopped eight wars and counting.
I've stopped eight wars, so that's never happened before. But they'll have to do what they do. Whatever they do is fine. I know this. I didn't do it for that. I did it because I saved a lot of lives.
Yeah, like Azerbaijan and Armenia, Cambodia and Thailand, Israel and Iran, Rwanda and the Republic of Congo, India and Pakistan, Egypt and Ethiopia, Serbia and Kosovo, and don't forget the Abraham Accords in his first term. I mean, that's just an incredible list of the peace president. That's what he's known as, but not to the Nobel idiots. And, well, then they gave it to this guy.
They gave it to Obama for doing absolutely nothing but destroying our country.
Yeah. So Obama got it and did nothing. He absolutely did nothing to warrant the Nobel Peace Prize. He was just Obama, okay? And because he was Obama, that's why he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. I was also, you know, every time President Trump would say, he was never really campaigning for it. I think he was trolling the Nobel Peace Prize Committee because he knew deep down there was no way they were going to give it to him. But every time that he would do it, it would just make me cringe because you know who else got the Nobel Peace Prize? You remember the Yasser, I'm a rat? Yasser Arafat, the serial killer of Jews that used to head up the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization. And again, he was the one that really poured a lot of gasoline on the fire. Yeah, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. This tells you just how radical leftists they are when you give a guy whose sole existence is to kill Jewish people the Nobel Peace Prize.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I kind of had that feeling as well yesterday after watching the news, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize. Nothing surprises me. I want it to surprise me, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be surprised because, let's face it, you got to remember who these people and what this committee represents. So there it is, Nobel Peace Prize this year. Now, maybe next year, if, of course, we still, I'm not even counting the Gaza deal yet, because the Gaza deal still has not, we still have some ground fighting going on, ceasefire, full conditions aren't in, hostages are going to come back maybe Monday or Tuesday, President Trump's going to fly over there, we'll have an update for you on that, come up here in just a second, but, so if he is able to put that off, this is a war that's been going on, not the Gaza Strip has been going on for 2 years, since 10-7 of 23, but the war in the Middle East has gone on almost 80 years, 80 years. So if he's able to bring that to a close, and if he's also able to, maybe, he can end the Ukraine-Russia war. Nah, they won't even give it to him then either.
Nobel Lib Trophy.
Okay. 613. Yeah, it's like a participation trophy. At least it was for Obama.
Everybody wins.
Traffic weather on the threes. Now, once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Thermos Johnson.
You've heard me use the word late-lifting construction.
Uh-oh. That's never a good thing when we hear that phrase.
It's not. They're saying that they're trying to pick this up. It's on the inner loop between the JFX and 83. It's also affecting the ramp from the northbound JFX onto the inner loop. Supposedly, got to be out of there by 5. Well, now it's 6:15. They're still doing some work, and the beltway is backed up. So, again, if you're coming over from Pikesville, you're trying to get to 83, trying to get over to York Road, the Landy Valley Road, that's the reason for the backup, and it's a pretty good-sized backup right now. I do think they cleared the road work from the northbound JFX to the inner loop. See the barricades there now on the right side. But they have the beltway kind of screwed up at this point on the inner loop as you're traveling eastbound. Just received a report, minor wreck, Capitol Beltway, outer loop, Route 29. Not going to take much there to back that up towards New Hampshire Avenue and then back over towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Oh, a chilly start this morning. Some frosty areas. And a high a little bit later on, about 65. Overnight, mostly cloudy. A little warmer, low 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly dry. A few showers possible. We're looking at the big rain event maybe Sunday night into Monday morning. There's a nor'easter heading our way. Right now, it's clear, 52 in Annapolis. And when I got into the vehicle this morning to come to work, it was 38 in
I beat Reister's 39 town. on mine.
Yeah, it was a little
chilly.
Stop
it.
That was in one letter. It was Publix supermarkets announcing they will let customers open carry handguns in their stores in Florida.
Yep.
Okay.
And apparently this stems from years ago when they used to have armed security guards to protect the bulk food from Chuck Whitaker.
I wore mine in there yesterday.
Did you really?
I did.
Celebrate?
Yep.
Okay.
Right on my hip.
What were you packing?
357 Magnum, 2.5-inch barrel.
Jeez.
Sweet.
It's a little overkill there, I would think, but...
That's exactly what it's for.
It's good stuff.
You don't want to just dent their head. You want their ears to go with it.
Weather experts are growing concerned about La Nina, the term for a slight cooling in the Pacific Ocean.
I had that
ocean.
Once.
Yeah.
No.
It clears up with soap and water, Maggie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, again,
I'll do that.
Yeah, if you want to get La Nina out of here, maybe Tom Holman could be called for that one. There are reports of one or two of Elon Musk's Starlink internet satellites are falling back to Earth every day. But according to Musk, he says they're not falling back to Earth. These are satellites. They're autonomous, self-driving vehicles that have successfully returned home. So he just wanted to make that correction. Do you know who Professor Sir John Gurdon is?
No.
The grandfather of cloning. Remember Dolly the Sheep?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He has now died at the age of 92. But apparently at his funeral, a bunch of guys that looked just like him showed up.
Never ending.
Say goodbye.
No, he had that clone that used bad words all the time.
Yeah.
Fell off the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And the people at the bottom said, look at that obscene clone fall.
Oh, I know it's coming. Folks, Rolodex 234.
That was actually 119, but that's
okay.
All I threw it in anyway.
All right, exactly. Big announcement today from Melania Trump. The documentary film about the First Lady in the 20 days leading up to the inauguration is coming to theaters very, very soon. So she's going to hold a big announcement today. Fox News gives it 5 stars. MSDNC says it's the worst film since the Stephen King last film.
That's nice. Of course they would.
No.
That Stephen King film bombed, by the way, after he made the Charlie Kirk comments. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims that the babies who were circumcised and given Tylenol have double the rate of autism.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
is that what they give for circumcision, of Tylenol?
Yeah. I guess, because it's different to deal with the pain. And, of course, I don't know if babies feel pain or not. I'm sure they do, because there are people, in the Jewish religion, when they have the moil, circumcised.
Give them wine.
The baby cries, so, yeah.
They
give them a little wine to deaden the pain.
Wouldn't you cry?
Absolutely.
I wish I could relate.
We're talking about the worst health care cut of all. That's it, for sure. Amtrak started way back in 1971.
There's something about a train.
The time to see the country through the windows of Amtrak. With our low all aboard America fares, you can travel to over 500 destinations with stopovers along the way.
All aboard America, all aboard Amtrak.
All right, so when do you think the last time Amtrak made money? So they've been in business since 1971.
73.
You're close. They have lost money in all 54 years they have been in existence.
I knew it. I was trying to give them a little leeway.
They survived mainly on $1 billion government subsidy. That's
wow.
It. $1 billion.
Uh-huh.
I took a train a couple years ago to New York to see Beautiful Noise on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
With Neil Diamond. And going up, I took the Northeast Express, which, it's a lot of stops. But it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back, I took the Acela straight through. Took about 2 hours. No stops whatsoever. So
that's
kind of the way to go.
Yeah.
And you can, if you book far in advance, you can save some money. But I did notice one thing. There's absolutely no security on the trains. You go to Penn Station.
That's concerning.
That's absolutely. You can walk right on the train. No one stops you. No, whatever bag you have. Mm-mm. You don't go through metal detectors. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Never knew that.
Yeah, just crazy. By the way, Chuck, I did send you, apparently Channel 11 thinks the Key Bridge is still operating.
Yeah, they
They have traffic data that shows the speed limit at 55 miles per hour.
So you shoom, splash.
Yeah, they're showing traffic open and going both ways on the Key Bridge.
I will say this. Either side, if you get up enough speed, like maybe 800 miles an hour.
Like in the Blues Brothers,
you
the drawbridge.
You can pull Knievel and just go right over.
Or like Back to the Future with a flying DeLorean. If you have a flying DeLorean, you might be able to make it over. But other than that, somebody ought to tell the Channel 11 graphics department, hey, that came down several years ago.
You know, just real quick, there's, you know, it doesn't matter which city. I mean, you go to Baltimore, even down here, the people do the traffic, they put up the speed limits. Current speed limits are on this blah, 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 blah. And the speed limit is 55. Well, they're saying currently the speed limit, everybody's going 73 miles an hour. Jeez. Why the hell are you saying that?
Exactly.
By the way, the speed limit's 55. They're going 73.
It's unreal. Would you watch an alternative halftime show if somebody offered something other than Bad Bunny? Turning Point USA is announcing a counter to the Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime appearance, calling it the All American Halftime Show.
Mm-hmm.
So I might.
I'm game.
Remember they did
years ago. No pun intended.
In Living Color, they did it during the Super Bowl. They did sketches during the halftime show and in Living Color, which apparently got a lot of numbers, a lot of eyeballs on it. So
I thought that was hysterical.
I would like that again.
Yeah, I would do that.
I think they should do 30 minutes of Three Stooges.
I knew you would go there. Just the best ones.
They have three little pigskins. They can run that.
That's true.
Hey!
The man knows every episode.
Yes, I do.
Forwards, backwards, sideways. All right, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. 621, Casey and Company. Your thoughts on President Trump being denied the Nobel Peace Prize, being snubbed? Are you surprised? Do you think he'll ever be recognized by the Nobel Peace Prize Committee? Give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected. Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war.
You should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the Putting Social on October 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Turf Valley Resorts. Now, this is not your average golf outing. It's a fun and casual putting challenge with a 5-hole opening round, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. So come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe. We've got friends, new faces, you're going to love it. Here's where it gets exciting.
Oh, he got all of that one.
The top 5 scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, a private round of golf with me and 3 guests, including green fees and cart. Tickets are just $40. All you have to do is get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The inaugural Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by Platinum Law Group and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update on this Friday morning rush hour's Thermos Johnson.
Delays on the Beltway Interloop coming down the hill from the Green Spring Avenue ramp through the JFX. Late lifting construction. We've said that before, and they're still here. They were supposed to be getting out, still here, Interloop, over towards the ramp at I-83. So it's a big backup right now if you're coming down the hill. So build in the extra time right now from Pikesville over through there. At least an extra 10 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. Traffic is getting by and eventually over towards the Charles Street and the York Road area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Local Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A chilly start to this morning. Some frost in some outlying suburban areas. Warming up to about mid-60s today. And then tonight, overnight, mostly cloudy, low 50s. Mostly dry tomorrow. A few showers are possible. But the big rain event coming in Sunday night, maybe Monday morning. Right now, it's clear 43 in Columbia, 40 in Owings Mills. We're talking about the Nobel Peace Prize Committee awarding it to Marina Machado of Venezuela, the opposition leader there, to Nicolas Maduro. And, yeah, brave woman, a peace advocate. But certainly, it just pales in comparison to what President Trump has accomplished already with the Abraham Accords and the seven peace deals so far this year, and it looks like there is a pending peace deal between Hamas and Israel in the Gaza Strip.
It's really peace in the Middle East. And you remember October 7th was terrible, but also from the Hamas standpoint, they probably lost 70,000 people. That's big retribution. That's big retribution.
Yeah, 1,200 Israelis and others killed. We still have some hostages left, including two dead Americans. Remains are to be handed over by Hamas. And when will that hostage exchange take place?
We are getting the hostages back on Monday or Tuesday. And that'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over. We're going to try and get over there.
Yeah, and, of course, praise now coming from both sides of the aisle for President Trump. I was shocked. It was a pig's fly moment when I saw ABC's Martha Raddatz, actually, of ABC News, gives Trump credit for the peace deal with Israel and Hamas, calling it a remarkable achievement. Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman congratulating Trump for his historic peace plan in the Middle East. I still haven't heard much from Chuck Hugh Schumer or Hakeem Jeffries, but apparently they're still trying to make sure their sombreros fit. Republican Tim Burchett said that this was only possible with this president.
I don't think anybody else in the world could have pulled this off but Trump and his administration, and he did it without firing a shot.
How about that? Now, there was this false report immediately, Reuters and a bunch of other left-wing news, state-run drive-by media types were out there saying, well, they're going to put 200 U.S. boots on the ground in the on the Gaza Strip to monitor the ceasefire, to monitor the peace deal, because they know desperately they want to foul this plan, because we all know President Trump is opposed to any boots on the ground in the Middle East, if at all possible. No, these are 200 troops that are in Israel. That are helping in Israel, they're training there in Israel, but they are not going to the Gaza Strip in any way, shape, or form. That was confirmed yesterday by Caroline Leavitt at the White House. Democrat Jared Moskowitz also praising President Trump.
It's a historic day. I mean, the fact that the hostages are coming home is unbelievable news. It's what we've been waiting for, Brett. Everybody has been waiting for this. Unfortunately, it took 2 years. And it was the main reason that the war was continuing.
Yeah, I was watching, I think one of the shows. It was Dan Goldman, that idiot from New York, that Democrat. And they were asking, why didn't Biden get this done in the last 2 years? And then he went on to say, you know, basically dancing all around the elephant in the room. And he was talking about the Middle East nations like Qatar and Iran and others all signing off on this. Well, why do you think they signed off on it? It was because, A, of the Abraham Accords, and B, because President Trump is a tough negotiator. He knows how to get these deals done. Joe Biden apparently was, his presidency was being run by AutoPen. And, of course, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu yesterday thanking President Trump as well.
We couldn't have achieved it without the extraordinary help of President Trump and his team, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. They work tirelessly with Ron and his team, our team.
Yeah, so President Trump now says he's going to Egypt probably Sunday. He'll fly to Israel to sign the peace deal between Hamas and Israel, and then we're going to see hostages exchanged Monday or Tuesday. I also say without the brave actions of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, this would not have happened either, because they really took it to Hamas in a Gaza Strip to the point where they lost 70,000, unfortunately, 70,000 people, Palestinians, and, of course, Hamas leadership was all decimated, and they finally figured out they we better lick our wounds and sign the peace deal. Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling, of course. They do an incredible job at your interior and exterior wiring. They've done work on my home and landscaping as well, if you want to put some landscaping lights in your home. But they've now added the additional services of checking out, making sure that your home is heating properly and cooling properly. And Al, it is chilly this morning. I don't know how many folks have put on the heat on just overnight, because it got down to the upper 30s and mid-30s in some areas. So you want to make sure when heat comes on, it does come on. It comes on properly.
And stays.
And stays on. And it's not. It's going to be efficient for you. It's not costing you these exorbitant costs with these electric rates. So call Tim Kyle today. They'll come out for a maintenance check, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online at timkylecompany.com. It is 6:30. Let's get some news headlines with the latest. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A former PTA treasurer for a Glen Burnie elementary school is accused of embezzling more than $23,000 from the organization. 39-year-old Rebecca Reeves has been charged on several counts, including theft, embezzlement, and forgery, for allegedly writing herself 69 checks from Solly Elementary's PTA account from July 2022 to April 2023. According to charging documents, the money was used for Reeves' personal expenses, including competitive dance fees, designer clothing, and a new vehicle. Baltimore City Transportation is advising motorists of major road restrictions and closures for the upcoming Baltimore Running Festival. Beginning on October 16th, the left lane of the southbound Lane Street from Pratt to Conway will close at 10 a.m. Then a full closure of Pratt Street from Charles to Light Street will happen at 9 on October 17th. And this portion of Pratt will remain closed until after the festival ends late Saturday afternoon. And Carroll County leaders are asking the Trump administration to intervene in the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project. The Board of Carroll County Commissioners sent a letter stating that by helping the MPRP plan, interstate electric regulators have single-handedly taken away all local control over the project. The commissioners also stated that the county shouldn't have to shoulder the cost for an impending energy shortage that has mainly resulted from Virginia's growing data center industry. And two suspects are being sought in connection with a violent robbery in Linthicum Heights. Police say a man was approached by two men on Wednesday afternoon along the 1700 block of West Nursery Road who demanded his personal property. When the man resisted, police say one of the suspects pulled out a knife and threatened to stab him. And Baltimore is among the worst states for drivers, according to WalletHub. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New problem on the interstate in Cecil County. It's a vehicle fire, and there's still some smoke northbound I-95 in the area at Route 222. So that's north of the Tidings Bridge. And at the 93-mile marker right now, they're letting traffic by. The equipment is on the right side. We'll let you know if they make a change, but it looks like they are blocking the right lane, and traffic is getting by so far for that traffic northbound, again, above the area of the Tidings Bridge. Not a big problem right now, but there's still some smoke in the area. It's an active scene. Late lifting construction. They're saying it's emergency road work, but it's an extension of the Beltway as you're going eastbound on the inner loop between the JFX and over to the ramps at I-83, blocking the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a chilly start to the day, followed by more sunshine and highs in the pleasant mid-60s. Turning mostly cloudy tonight and cool again, with lows dropping into the low 50s. A few showers to start off your weekend on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. There was high drama last night in Los Angeles. NLCS, the Dodgers, and the Phillies.
Pajes breaks his back. Kirkring got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won. The Dodgers win.
Joe Davis had the call on TNT. Orion Kirkring's throwing error with two outs in the bottom of the 11th allows the winning run to score, and the Dodgers beat the Phillies 2-1 last night to advance to the NLCS for the eighth time in the last 13 years. Wow. Post-game reaction, first from Dodgers manager Dave Roberts in the winning clubhouse.
It's one of those things that it's a PFP, a pitcher's fielding practice, and he's done it 1,000 times, and, you know, just right there, he was so focused, I'm sure, on just getting the hitter and, you know, just sort of forgot, you know, the outs and the situation.
And then Phillies manager Rob Thompson sympathizing with his pitcher.
Coming down the stretch there, he pitched so well for us, and it's you know, I feel for him because he's putting it all on his shoulders, but we win as a team and we lose as a team.
Meanwhile, the Dodgers still don't know who they'll play.
Half of the drive, right field, way back there, gone! More first inning fireworks.
Alex Faust had the call last night on ENT. Ian Happ's three-run bomb in the first did the trick in a 6-0 shutout of the Brewers, forcing a Game 5 Saturday night in Milwaukee. The Cubs will attempt to become the first team since the 17 Yankees to win a division series after trailing 2-0. All eyes will be on that Ravens defense on Sunday. Do they have the players and the schemes to stop a potent Rams offense led by Matt Stafford and Puka Nacua? Defensive coordinator Zach Orr was asked why the Rams offense is so difficult to stop.
They probably motion more than any team in National Football League. So we got to make sure that we're aligned right, that we're aligned quickly, and we're communicating on the same page.
A bit of good news for the Ravens yesterday as Marlon Humphrey returned to practice. So did Patrick Ricard, a key cog in the Ravens running game, although the fullback won't play on Sunday. And weather could be a factor. If you're going, bring your poncho or more. Forecast now calling for a potential day of rain and wind. Meanwhile, Thursday night football in New Jersey last night, there was no way the Giants were going to beat the Eagles last night, right?
Handoff, Scatterby, runs left into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants!
Bob Papa with the call on the Fan in New York. Cam Scatterbo, welcome to the NFL. 98 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns as the Giants outscored the Eagles 14-0 in the second half. They win going away 34-17, the upset final. Well, that was a tough night all the way around last night for Philly sports fans. The time now, that's too bad. Philly time now is 6:37. When we return, have we seen this movie before?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I mean, at least Philly fans have a Super Bowl last year to fall back on and a great National League season.
That's true, but now the Eagles have lost 2 in a row.
That's true. And the sky is falling in Philly.
The Phillies were shown the exit door last night.
Right.
So.
But here we have 2 seasons of poor performance. Yes. We have the Orioles, you know, doing that, and then now all of a sudden the Ravens are 1-4, a 7.5-point. This is the second straight week the Ravens are an underdog at home.
Yeah, well, I think they're praying for rain. It looks like it might rain.
Well,
you want to ground the L.A. air attack and make this in the
groundhog
trenches.
Game. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Remember the old saying, "Spawn insane and pray for rain."
That's right.
We gotta come up with something similar for Sunday.
All right. Well, you have all morning to work on it, Gary.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Appreciate that. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. You can join us here, 410-922-6680. The IDF now has confirmed there is a ceasefire in place in Gaza, and that is due to the fact that President Trump, Steve Witkoff, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and many Middle East nations, the IDF itself, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and many others. This was not done by anybody else, and where the previous president, Chairman Joe, and the Democrats failed to get a peace deal going, I don't even think they tried, to tell you the truth. I just think they assumed that it's just too tough. It's too heavy lifting for the Democrats. You need real leadership there. So anyway, we're now with Governor Moore has weighed in on the foster care system. And he is saying fixes are needed. This coming after the scathing report that at the Department of Human Services, an audit had indicated that there are about 4,000 children in the foster care system. As you know, we talked to Delegate Mike Griffith, who was a foster care child himself years ago. And basically, they were putting children into homes, into situations that they were unvetted. So there could have been people on the sex offender registry, pedophiles, predators, sexual abusers, etc. And again, the state of Maryland needs to do better. And I don't think you're going to do better until you get a better leader. And this I lay directly at the feet of Governor Moore. Now, I understand he may have inherited some of these problems that are intrinsic to state government. But here he is now. The first chance he has to weigh in, he basically called, he said his administration would fix these problems, but he said it was unfortunate and heartbreaking, but he couldn't speak further about the circumstances surrounding Kenia Ward's death because there was an ongoing investigation. Well, the police investigation has stopped because it was ruled a suicide. The Human Services Department has an ongoing investigation into whether the contracted aide who was supposed to watch over her around the clock had provided proper supervision or not. Now, we understand history of mental illness for this, tragically, this young girl, this 16-year-old. She also had tried to kill herself once before. She had scars of cutting. You know, cutters are people that hurt themselves. So that is a serious sign of mental illness. And so there were signs of that as well. And how you take Benadryl as an overdose, I don't know how that. I mean, I'd still like to see the official medical examiner's report. Yes, it can make you very, very, you know, groggy, and you might fall asleep on it. I'd have to talk to a physician as to whether or not how much you have to take in order to kill yourself. She left a detailed note. Brooke Ward said her daughter had tried to take her own life earlier this year. Quote, they knew she was high risk. Why would you take your eyes off her? So Governor Moore has had an opportunity to address this. And what does he do? And same thing he does. He blames Orange Man Bad. It's either Donald Trump's fault, or in this case, it was Lockdown Larry's fault. Now, you know, I'm not a big Lockdown Larry fan for other reasons. But, yeah, there might have been some issues with the DHS when Larry Hogan was governor. But it's been now, 3 years? It's been 3 years that Governor Moore has had this, and he said he inherited a broken Human Services Department. The audit and advocates have said these problems have persisted for years. Well, I'm not disputing that, but again, we do know that apparently you've known all sorts of problems at the DJS, Department of Juvenile Services, and you waited, just too long to get rid of Vincent Schiraldi, and they're still having problems at the DJS. So near the end of the third year of his term, Moore says now he's making a firm commitment and placing firm accountability on all of our people to make sure the rest of his time in office is going to be devoted to fixing this. Quote, we know that the systems that need to be addressed, both in DHS and other state departments, that it becomes a core responsibility of us to ensure they are addressed. Blah, 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 blah. This guy, he just loves to hear himself talk. He's all talk. Hey, no action, as we used to say in Texas, all hat, no cattle, because that's Governor Wes Moore. We have more on this coming up, and including your calls and comments, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 at 643. Time for traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Late lifting construction.
Oh, no.
Oh, brother.
If you're coming across the Beltway right now from Pikeville and you get to Greenspring, you go, what in the world is this? They're working over between the JFX and I-83. They're calling it emergency work. It's a big area if that's emergency work. But they're blocking the right lane. It's a little dark yet. Can't quite see what they're doing. But it's affecting the Beltway now back beyond Greenspring. So that's going back towards Park Heights Avenue. If you're coming up the JFX trying to get onto the Beltway, you go into a single lane there. And then because there's so much traffic sitting on the Beltway, you're going to be backed up now at Ruxton Road. I would get off the expressway, probably at Ruxton Road, hit Bologna, and take a cross there towards Towson, and then come back onto the Beltway. That'll be the smart move. You go right around all this stuff. Everybody else on the Beltway is doing okay. The other big problem right now is a vehicle fire in Cecil County, still smoking, northbound 95 at Route 222. That's north of the Tidings Bridge. A little bit of a backup there now. It's a visual delay. One lane is getting by on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start today. Some frost in outlying areas. 65 today. Tonight, cloudy. 50s. Tomorrow, mostly dry. Few showers possible, but then we're expecting some rain at some point Sunday night into Monday morning. Nor'easter heading our way. Right now, clear. 42 in Ellicott City. 40 in Reisterstown. Let's head it to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name...
Johnson.
Oh, a microphone.
And a phony at the mic.
the Stooges. Nothing better for
us. Toinkies haunted.
Nothing better, dude. Hey, do you like Arizona brewed iced tea? They're adding a new flavor. If you like, it's called the Rizzler. They're putting the Riz in refreshment this fall. A flavor called Rizberry.
Rizberry.
A fizzy mix of strawberry, blueberry, and whatever other berry magic makes sense for this this whole generation now. So Rizberry.
There's a raspberry for you.
Rizberry drops officially next week on October the 14th.
I never was a big fan of that stuff.
The brewed tea?
Yeah.
I'm not a big tea person myself.
I used to drink a lot of iced tea, but then my urologist said it can lead to the formation of kidney stones. And I've had three bouts with kidney stones. And so I stopped, and he says green tea's good. So I do drink the iced green tea. That's okay. But the other stuff, I used to drink tons of iced tea. Tersigles, French country restaurant in Ellicott City, is closing its doors. In December, they announced it this week on a Facebook post. This restaurant's been in the family for 50 years.
Wow.
Very sad. I ate there once years ago, but good food, and right there in Ellicott City, great location. But they're closing up shop in December. Time to move on.
Very sad to hear that.
Yeah. And so if you had a favorite fall fix, where would you go for your favorite fall food item or drink item? Do you have a specific place? I love going to breweries in the fall, or wineries, because, it's great. You're outdoors and it's not too hot and you get to see the changing of the leaves and everything. And usually there's some really nice fall brews at breweries. But the number one choice for folks in the survey, this is the Gunther Volkswagen Delray Beach Study. And they are saying Weber's Cider Mill Farm in Parkville is number one.
It's always been good.
Know it very well.
Yeah. So Weber's is good. Then the Ceremony Coffee Roasters in Annapolis. I've never been there. Mm-mm. So folks like coffee. And then this is a good one. Heavy Seas Beer, Halethorpe.
Yeah,
that's another big one. So
road trip.
Oh, yeah, exactly. With the Heavy Seas, they have a whole line of IPAs that are really, really good. Local brewery there, so that's that meets my brewery criteria there. So good for that. Do you have a favorite? Of course, fall's different. You don't have fall in Florida. You just have less rain, right?
You know what they showed for the fall leaves? A fronton from a palm tree. Lay it on the sidewalk. Somebody posted on Facebook: fall in Florida.
Yeah, it's either that or iguana dropping out of the palm trees. Yeah, exactly.
Today, 91 degrees in Brooksville.
Wow.
Oh, there's that's wonderful.
Yeah, water temperature in the Gulf, 85 degrees.
Yeah, it's, we do have the changing of the seasons here, that's for sure. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. By the way, we're now finding out that the unlicensed vendor or contractor that was in charge of Ms. Ward, the 16-year-old, is a group called Fenwick Behavioral Services. and that's led by Eric and Rashad Fenwick. And we now find out that Mr. Fenwick, Eric Fenwick, is a registered lobbyist. And he's authorized to act on behalf of Fenwick Behavioral Services. So now, not only does he own Fenwick Behavioral Services, and as we discussed with Mackenzie Frost yesterday, he has not been located as of yet. Won't answer calls, won't return calls, won't answer the door at his home as to what happened. Why would anybody be left alone, especially with the history that Kanaya Ward had of mental illness, of attempted suicides? Why would anybody be left alone in a hotel room? So we wonder if, I guess it's legal. I guess you can be a registered lobbyist and own a company and get a contract with the state, or maybe not. Well, maybe it's something that needs to be looked into, I think. That would
absolutely
that'd be great. Speaking of Governor Moore, well, once again, he's still running his jaws about the shutdown.
Westmore is lefty. Tax increase was hefty. He turned a surplus into major debt. Wants to be the president. Wouldn't get 2%. Tax, tax, tax and spend. That is Westmore. Lied about a Bronze Star. Story was so bizarre. Wes is never gonna live that down. He got caught red-handed. Boris' lie was branded. It's a case of stolen valor, that's Westmore. He didn't lift a finger when power companies started grabbing land they didn't own, did not own. If he's reelected, you won't be protected. Everyone is left behind because of Westmore.
That's Jim Gossett. With, of course, a little CCR action there for you, Jim Goss, available at patreon.com. Check him out. All his song parodies are available there. But, yeah, this is the guy, remember, his motto is never leave anyone or don't leave no one behind. That's the motto, right? Leave no one behind. He has left ratepayers behind, taxpayers behind. He's left retirees behind. He's left victims of juvenile thugs behind. He has left the victims of more serious crimes behind. He left Kanaya Ward, a 16-year-old who died in a hotel room alone behind. He's left a bunch of foster kids behind. I mean, the laundry list continues to grow. Of all the people that he's left behind, the only two people he or groups he hasn't left behind are his donors and his presidential ambitions. 651, you're on Casey and Company.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's johnhagee.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com. Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission, searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 11th.
You won't need a warrant.
What?
Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
A lot of stuff happening. There's been a change on this vehicle fire northbound 95 in Cecil County. They're still putting some water on it, and now another piece of equipment is pulled up, and all the northbound lanes now are stopped at Route 222 in Cecil County, 93-mile marker. So if you're coming north from the Tidings Bridge, you're going to have to move over now and use Route 40 as you're traveling through that area as the detour. Might be a temporary thing. They're putting water. Well, I can't quite tell from what they're doing, if it's a tractor trailer or a truck or whatever, but there's still some active smoke there. But all the northbound lanes are blocked, and they're in the process right now of getting traffic off to the ramp at Route 222. New wreck in the city, 95 northbound, right before Camden Yards at 395. That's backing up towards the Beltway. Emergency construction and late lifting construction backing up the Beltway on the inner loop between the JFX and 83, and it's also affecting the JFX northbound north of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start to the day today. Some frosty areas out in the outlying suburbs. 65 for the high overnight. Mostly cloudy back into the low 50s. And right now we're looking at, it's nice and mild, windy and 60 in Ocean City. That's very mild right near by the water. And, of course, right now 44 in Baltimore City. Governor Moore also taking a little bit of heat as two Democrat governors are threatening to leave the National Governors Association. Now, he's vice chair of this group, okay? So we got Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker threatening to leave, basically throwing a political tantrum because of Trump sending National Guard, President Trump sending National Guard into Illinois, California, and elsewhere. So they're going to withdraw, threatening to withdraw their states from the National Governors Association if that group does not condemn President Trump's deployment. No word yet on the brave leader of Maryland, who doesn't want to take a stand on anything that could possibly hurt his presidential ambitions. His communications director, David Turner, referred Baltimore Sun questions to an NGA spokesman who did not respond by the deadline. First off, I think the National Governors Association is supposed to show bipartisanship. It's an absolute monumental waste of time. And I don't believe anybody should be in. I don't think they do anything. It's not worth anything. But once again, that's not leadership, ducking and dodging the issue. That is for sure. And one wonders if President Trump were to send National Guard troops or federal agents to Baltimore, would Wes Moore withdraw as when he stepped down as vice chair of the National Governors Association. I'd love to see that. Meanwhile, Carroll County officials are asking President Trump to intervene in the MPRP power line project. You know, the one that Governor Moore said, I stand with the people, or this is unacceptable, this will not stand. How many times have we heard, once again, him just mouth the words and take no actions whatsoever? We'll hear from him in just a second. Delegate Chris Tomlinson, he represents Carroll County, and he says he's going to ask President Trump to intervene here.
We are hoping that the president is able to use his power to jump in the middle of this and bring an end to it, or at least slow it down.
Yeah, and there are others like Commissioner Kenneth Kyler and other member officials in Carroll County that because they're not getting any satisfaction from the Maryland General Insane Asylum, from the Democrats who dominate that, obviously, and their green energy policies have led us to this disastrous cliff, if you will. We have six coal power plants that have shut down, and of course everything's been thrown now into wind, solar, which certainly isn't going to meet the needs of Maryland. 40% of our power needs are being imported. And Governor Moore, once again, passing the buck. That's true leadership, isn't it?
We understand that there is a need to make sure that we have a stability of the grid. I completely understand that. But I also know that process does matter. And so while we cannot direct from our office, the decisions that the PSC makes, because they are an independent agency. I am very clear about my frustrations with the way that this process has gone, and I think that future processes need to do a better job of incorporating community.
Yeah, the PSC goes, well, they're an independent. They're an independent body. I can't. He appoints 5 out of the 6 seats on the Public Service Commission. So that Pontius Pilate attitude that, I can't really do anything, that is just, that's a bunch of hooey is what it is. It's just typical doublespeak on the part of Governor Tax Moore. You can certainly do something, especially after you tell people that you stand with them. You stand with the landowners and the farmers and the property owners in Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County, and then you proceed to do nothing. He literally has not lifted a finger to do a damn thing. And so you've got all these other legislators out there trying to do something. That's why it's led to this last-ditch Hail Mary, if you will. I don't know what, if anything, President Trump can do. But I think, hopefully that letter lands on his desk and he's able to at least maybe slow it down instead of maybe, I don't know if he can halt it altogether. Maybe have the feds come in, or maybe the EPA looks at it and says, eventually one of these days we're going to have to revisit the New Kilo versus London eminent domain deal, because this is just wrong on so many levels. I understand we need power, but there are other ways to do it instead of taking people's hard-earned property and land and their estates that they've spent their entire lives building up. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. And check it out. Coming up next, your calls and comments. The Democrats take out one of their own, a candidate for governor in California. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. And the winner is not President Trump. Despite his peace achievements in Gaza and elsewhere, Mr. Trump has been passed over for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The award goes instead to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. Meanwhile, the president's Gaza peace plan has cleared a major hurdle.
Early Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet approved what his office called the outline of a deal.
We fought during these 2 years to achieve our war aims. The central one of these war aims is to return hostages, all of the hostages, the living and the dead.
An Israeli official says the agreement calls for a ceasefire to begin immediately and the Israeli military to pull back its forces to an agreed-upon line within 24 hours. President Trump says the hostages should be freed Monday or Tuesday.
That'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over.
Unanswered questions include whether and how Hamas will disarm and who will govern Gaza. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal judge is temporarily blocking deployment of National Guard troops in Chicago.
In a legal setback for the Trump administration, U.S. District Judge April Perry is halting the president from deploying troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks. She found no substantial evidence of a serious rebellion in Illinois and said the Department of Homeland Security's characterization of the threat is simply unreliable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
She says she is a victim of the weaponization of the justice system. Accused of mortgage fraud, New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted by a Virginia federal grand jury. Parts of the East brace for a nor'easter. Parts of the Southwest, including Arizona, threatened with serious flooding in the coming few days. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 37 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, it was 2 years ago that terrorists murdered more than 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostages. And today it seems as if the cries of the dead and dying have been drowned out by shouts of anti-Semitism. And the most brutal attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust has been forgotten by many. Yet, as the world looks away, there is a light that shines in the darkness. United in faith, Christians in America will boldly stand with Israel this month by participating in a growing movement known as Flags of Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches across America, planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. Together, we will combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism, one flag at a time. And through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be a part of seeing a brighter future unfold. This October, please join us by donating your flag. Show the world Israel is not alone. To get more information about how you can join Flags of Fellowship and its movement, go to ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The vehicle fire in Cecil County is pretty much out, and they've reopened a lane northbound. It's at Route 222, so it's north of the Tidings Bridge as you're going into Cecil County. One lane now is getting by to the left. The smoke has pretty much died down, so that temporary closure was there just for them to wrap up what they were doing, and now they have some traffic getting by. Beltway, you're jammed up through Pikesville, headed towards Towson. Construction is still blocking the right lane on the inner loop between the JFX and 83. Northbound JFX is also having a problem getting on to the Beltway, so there's a backup there. The backup right now is back beyond Park Heights Avenue. The other big deal is coming north from Howard County and out of Arbutus into the city. There's a wreck northbound 95 before you get to Camden Yards at 395. Some traffic is getting by, but there's a pretty good backup there that goes back to the ramps at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a chilly start to the day, followed by more sunshine and highs in the pleasant mid-60s. Turning mostly cloudy tonight and cool again with lows dropping into the low 50s. A few showers to start off your weekend on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 38 degrees in Sykesville and 40 in Towson. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An arrest has been made in a decades-old Annapolis cold case murder. Investigators say William Cook Jr. was arrested and charged with murder in the 1989 shooting death of Garnet Griffith. She was found dead inside of a residence on Kensington Way on January 12, 1989. Investigators say new leads led to Cook's arrest. And police are asking for the public's help in finding a suspect wanted in a murder in Baltimore back in July. Police are looking for 55-year-old Charles Anthony Boatwright in the murder of 56-year-old Randolph Smith. A photo of Boatwright is available on the social media sites of the Baltimore Police Department. Anyone with information should call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Governor Wes Moore has removed most of the members of the Liquor Board of Baltimore City. The shakeup comes after a controversial law went into effect last year, which gave the Maryland governor the authority to choose members of the board. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 890. The pick 4, 3910. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Paycheck replacement is the concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp., member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens enter Sunday showdown with the Rams as 7.5-point underdogs. The second time in 2 weeks, the opponent has been favored. And that's what happens when you're 1-4. Rookie first-round pick Malachi Starks isn't used to losing, having played his collegiate career at Georgia. Here's how he views the team's record.
I think it's been a lesson. You know, it's a test. You know, I think there's two ways to look at it. You know, it's either like, oh, it wasn't our year, you know. We didn't have whatever. It wasn't our year. Or, okay, this is a test. Like, what do we need to do to get to where we want to be? And like I said earlier, I think that's the mindset, you know. Like,
it'll be interesting to see how Starks' playing time is affected by new safety Alohi Gilman's acquisition. MLB playoffs last night. What a way to lose for Philly in L.A.
Baez breaks his back. Kerfling got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won.
Joe Davis had the call on TNT. Shades of Bill Buckner as Orion Kerkering's throwing error with two outs in the bottom of the 11th allows the winning run to score, and the Dodgers beat the Phillies 2-1 last night to advance to the NLCS, where they'll play either the Cubs or the Brewers. Chicago forcing a Game 5 on Saturday night following their 6-0 shutout of Milwaukee last night. NBA news, LeBron James has sciatica. The Lakers have announced yesterday, and the 23-year veteran will miss a season opener for the first time in his career. James will be evaluated in 3 to 4 weeks, which means he'll be absent for at least the first 5 games of the year. And finally, this also from Los Angeles. What are you doing when you find out you've been traded? Here is Odafe Owe on that.
I was driving home from a meeting with the Ravens, you know, thinking everything was normal. And then I got a call. Mom's my coach and then the GM. Initially, I was shocked.
Of course he was shocked. Owe will be in Miami on Sunday when the Chargers take on the Dolphins at 1 o'clock. Coming up in 30 minutes, is Zach Orr worried about losing his job? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. We'll get to your calls and comments here shortly. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, we'll have some of those to share with you here in just a second. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at why Comico County is now struggling with the ICE Cooperation Packed House. Earlier this week, still no decision on whether local law enforcement will cooperate with ICE or not. A little surprising for Wicomico, I gotta admit. Abigail Spanberger still will not pull her endorsement of Jay Jones, fellow Democrat that texted about putting bullets in the head of a Republican speaker and watching his children die in the arms of his mother. So this is really tells you all you need to know about the Democrats. And speaking of which, Democrats have decided to take out one of their own. This is blue on blue, folks. Katie Porter, who's an absolute nut, by the way, she's the one that scalded her husband with potatoes. And I'm telling you, this woman is certifiable, and the Democrats know it. It's a shame they can't recognize the same with Jay Jones and some of the others, but I think this smacks of a Pelosi operation. First up, she's being interviewed on CBS News. Julie Watts is the reporter, and she asks her a question that she claims to have asked other Democrat candidates for office.
What do you say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win, who voted for Trump?
How would I need them in order to win, ma'am?
Well, unless you think you're going to get 60% of the vote. You think you'll get 60%. Everybody who did not vote for Trump will vote for you. That's what you're
saying. In a general election? Yes. If it is me versus a Republican, I think that I will win the people who did not vote for Trump.
What if it's you versus another Democrat?
I don't intend that to be the case.
Like, I don't need you. I don't need your stinking votes, Republicans. That's great representation. I mean, that's like, this is politics 101. You just don't go there. You don't say that. I mean, this is laughable watching this woman unravel before your very eyes. And the reporter says, look, I'm asking the same question I'm asking all the candidates.
So you don't.
I feel like this is unnecessarily argumentative. What is your question?
The question is the same thing I asked everybody, that this is being called the empowering voters to stop Trump's power grab. Every other candidate has answered this question. This is not
correct. And I said I support it.
So, and the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written, and I'll answer it.
And we've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Thank you.
She's going to call me.
You're not going to do the interview with us.
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered.
I don't care. I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation which you ask me about every issue on this list.
Remember Steve Martin? Well, excuse me. She wants to have a pleasant, positive experience. And this is a friendly. This is a friendly CBS reporter, Julie Watts. She's just asking this. She's going down her list, asking all the questions she asks everybody else. And this whack job. And then she tries to convince her, well, you can erase all that we just did, right? No. Because this was a Democrat hit on one of their own. They want her out. They want this nut job out of the governor's primary. All right, more on that coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the Interloop construction, which they've been saying all morning long, it's emergency construction, but that's a big area to be doing emergency work. I don't know exactly what it is. Interloop between the JFX and I-83. You still see the arrow board up right after you pass under the bridge at the JFX and over through there, Joppa Road. So there's still very limited lanes. We're backed up from that point all the way back beyond Park Heights Avenue towards Reisterstown Road. I think if it stays this way, eventually it's going to back up beyond Reisterstown Road. So the heads up now would be if you're coming up from 795, try to get over to Towson on the inner loop. That is a big delay. Northbound JFX also had a problem there because of the backup on the Beltway. They can't make an easy merge out onto the Beltway. So again, suggesting earlier, you exit at Ruxton Road, pick up Alona Avenue, work your way in towards Towson, and then come back onto the Beltway, probably at York Road, if you can work your way over, even at Charles Street, you'll be beyond all of that. Okay, that being said, northbound 95, the wreck near Camden Yards, gone now, so that backup is easing, coming up from the Beltway southwest side. They're still working on a vehicle fire, it's out, but the cleanup is underway. Cecil County, one lane northbound, I-95 at Route 222, you'll hit that delay north of the Tidings Bridge. Right now, we're clear, both the harbor tunnels. That's enough. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start to the day, warming up to about 65 again today, tonight, overnight. It'll be mostly cloudy in the low 50s, not quite as chilly. Right now, it is very chilly. Sunny and 39 in Forest Hill, 43 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, if you missed it last hour, the Nobel Peace Prize did not go to President Trump. I know you're shocked and stunned by that, but it went to a Venezuelan opposition leader by the name of Karina Machado. And she is, of course, a good person, interested, advocate for peace, advocate getting rid of autocratic rule, but clearly not in the Trump wheelhouse. But when you give it to people like Obama for doing nothing or Al Gore for his inconvenient lie, and Yes Sir, I'm a Rat, who was known, his biggest thing was killing Jews, I don't know how that qualifies you for peace, then you know you're not going to get that award ever. As to the shutdown itself, President Trump saying, look, it's the Democrats that are keeping government closed.
I blame the Democrats. They ought to call their local Democrat representative, whether it's a senator or a congressman, and it's their fault. I mean, they admit it, it's their fault.
If you are a federal worker and you're a Marylander who is being impacted by this federal slowdown, whatever, you ought to be ringing the phones of Senator Chris Van Hollen and Senator Angela Alsobrooks, because they're ones that they voted again yesterday for the seventh time, and they voted no. They voted to keep the government closed. And the reason for that is they want to keep it closed to No King's Day. But that's a big AOC, Bernie, socialist, Marxist event. That's October the 18th. So I don't think we're still going to have another week of this. So if you want this government open, then you need to put pressure on Van Hollen and also Brooks. And if it doesn't happen soon, President Trump says he's going to start cutting programs that Democrats like.
We'll be cutting some very popular Democrat programs that aren't popular with Republicans, frankly, because that's the way it works. They wanted to do this, so we'll give them a little taste of their own medicine.
Well, first there was Comey. And then came Tish.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding, all because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General. These charges are baseless, and the president's own public statements make clear that his only goal is political retribution at any cost. The president's actions are a grave violation of our constitutional order and have drawn sharp criticism from members of both parties.
Now, wait a minute. This is
his decision to fire a United States attorney who refused to bring charges against me and replace them with someone who is blindly loyal not to the law, but to the president, is antithetical to the bedrock principles of our country.
No, what was antithetical to the bedrock principles of our country were Obama and Biden and Comey and you that ran on selective prosecution. Letitia James, New York Attorney General, ran on the campaign of get Trump. That was her only campaign promise, get Trump. And then she went out and proceeded to deliver on that campaign promise and tried to get Trump, but failed miserably. Now, she's been indicted by a federal grand jury in the Eastern District of Virginia on one count of bank fraud and false statements, another, you know, Marilyn Mosby mortgage problem that we've seen pop up from time to time. Former FBI Director Chris Wray is under federal investigation. Multiple former officials have been hit with subpoenas expanding the Wray inquiry. Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton expected to face criminal charges for mishandling classified information in the coming days. We also have Peter Navarro talking here about the revelation that the FBI, along with surveilling 8 Republican senators as part of the prosecutor James Smith J6 investigation, they were also surveying Dr. Navarro.
They checked that box, not armed and dangerous. I should have gotten those documents in discovery, but the judge, an Obama appointee, denied it, and the FBI and the DOJ hid it. So this is a blockbuster.
Yeah, it is a blockbuster. We'll see if any charges come out of that. And yesterday, President Trump hailing an American hero with a proclamation for Columbus Day.
In other words, we're calling it Columbus Day.
Yes.
Yeah, Columbus Day, indeed. Again, he's saying, quote, we're back, Italians. An appeals court lifting judge's order blocking Trump from mobilizing the Oregon National Guard troop. That's a big win. A setback yesterday, a Biden judge blocking President Trump's National Guard deployment of Chicago. Big news here is Senate Republicans confirmed more than 100 Trump nominees despite the Schumer shutdown. And in Israel, celebrations continue as an Israeli town named a soccer stadium after President Trump. And a big news conference today, Melania Trump, about this upcoming film, this documentary about her 20 days prior to this year's inauguration. Day 264 of the new Golden Age.
And we are just getting started.
Hey, if you're on the market for an appliance, refrigerator, you know, dishwasher, washer, dryer, microwave oven, doesn't matter what it is, I can tell you where you should go to shop for that, and that is the stunning showroom of Town Appliance. I've been there, met with both mayors, mayor and mayor. Yeah, they are just incredible. They have the knowledge, the service, and they have the price match guarantee. But you're going to want to check out this showroom for yourself. It really is amazing for all your appliance needs. It's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. That's Town Appliance. Tell them I sent you.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Thermos Johnson.
All right, well, here's the deal on the Beltway. Apparently it was a patchwork that was concrete. So you can't just patch concrete and drive off and let it sit there. It has to cure. So that's the inner loop between the JFX and 83 that's still blocking the right lane. I said before, going to back up to 795. It's almost there now. It's back beyond Reisterstown Road. So that's the tail end of that JFX northbound. Now there's a problem there. There's a car involved with another car, right lane, an accident northbound right after Ruxton Road. We were backed up there on the JFX because the traffic, you really can't get out too easily onto the inner loop of the Beltway. So a couple of things. JFX northbound, exit at Ruxton Road, pick up Bologna, go into Towson, work your way back to the Beltway. You'll get around that. It's not that easy from Park Heights Avenue over to the JFX to get away from this. Old Court Road kind of runs out. You could take that towards Ruxton Road and then work your way across through there. Outside the Beltway, Green Spring Valley Road, go up the hill and work your way up through there, maybe picking up Timoney Road, but that's it's really not easy to get away from this on the inner loop side. Just looked at the remains of the vehicle fire in Cecil County. It's northbound 95 at Route 222. It's north of the Tidings Bridge. One lane is still getting by to the left. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
A little chilly this morning, huh? Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast said, yeah, some outlying frost in some areas because getting down around under 35 or so, it'll do that. But today it'll be sunny and 65 as we begin to warm up. Tonight cloudy and in the low 50s. Then tomorrow mostly dry, a few showers possible. The same for Saturday evening, but the big rain maybe Sunday into Monday with this nor'easter heading our way right now. Sunny, 46 in Glen Burnie, and it is 42 in Parkville. Right now, we have an opportunity for you to go see the Maryland Fall Home Craft and Garden Show. It's at the Des Moines Fairgrounds, not this weekend, but next weekend. You have to have an email address that we can email the tickets to you, and if you're the first caller right now, I'm going to give you a family four-pack to go see this incredible event. It's always packed every year with all your favorite booths and concessions, and the Home and Garden television hosts are going to be there this year. So right now, first caller, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680, and you will be the winner of the family four-pack to go see the show. That's next weekend, but remember, you got to have an email address in order to win. Let's take a phone call while we're doing that. Barbara in Baltimore. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Sean. Your show is so good.
And thank
you. I was very, very angry when I first called, but I've calmed down a bit because so much has happened that you've hit on. But I was initially very, I can't stand Westmore. I just cannot stand Westmore. Westmore is the ultimate DEI hire. He really is. And everybody knows that this man has never run anything, especially something as big as the state of Maryland. And he's made a mess of it all. I'm very happy to know that those people are going to President Trump about the windmills and all of that, whatever's happening out there, taking their land. They need to do that because I think that they'll win that because windmills are being shut down.
Yeah, this is the power line. This isn't windmills. This is a transmission line that they want to cut through Baltimore County, Carroll, and Frederick County. And they're going to take people's land to put these transmission lines in.
But we've got coal plants and all that stuff here, too,
that
could take our power bills. Our power bills are extremely high here in Maryland. But anyway, President Trump not getting the Nobel Prize, that's unbelievable to me because President Trump is the peacemaker, and that just shows you how much they really dislike this man. It doesn't matter what he does.
Well, somebody texted me, Barbara, and said that the cutoff for the consideration was January 31st of this year. That means he would only been in office for 11 days. But what about the Abraham Accords that occurred in his first term?
Absolutely.
They make up ways to make sure. Look, if I'm President Trump, I don't know if I want an award that's given to Yasser Arafat, Al Gore, or Barack Obama. It would be meaningless to me.
Absolutely. It would be. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. But anyway, great show. Really love listening to you this morning. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Barbara. Appreciate the call. You can do the same, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. By the way, this is beyond hubris. President Trump does all the heavy lifting, okay, with the negotiations in the Middle East, getting all these Middle East countries to sign on. And it's not easy for Qatar and for Iran and others, but every single one of them has signed on to this. And, of course, now this is the first phase. The ceasefire is now in effect. Second phase is you got to demilitarize the Gaza Strip and you got to put somebody else in control of it. But now here comes the UK. Here come the worms. Keith Starmer, Macron in France, and Merza in Germany have now organized this urgent meeting to take control of this new Gaza Board of Peace that President Trump has put together. So if I'm President Trump, I make sure you may have one or two of them on there, but I make sure you have a lot of others on there to neutralize their votes because they do not have American interests and Israeli interests at heart in the UK, France, and Germany. They've watched as they've let the radical Islamists take over their countries. That's just a horrible idea. Congratulations, Michael Thomas. He is our winner of the Family 4-Pack. Go see the Maryland Home Fall Garden and Craft Show. Way to go, Michael. Thanks for listening and playing the game. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. It's the end of an era for a longtime restaurant in Ellicott City. The owners of Tersiguel's French Country Restaurant announced they will close in December after 50 years in business. The owner said in a Facebook post, as the adage goes, all good things must come to an end. We made a decision a little more than a year ago that it was time to seek a buyer for the building and the business. And police are asking for the public's help in identifying suspects wanted in stealing medications from a CVS in Arnold. Anne Arundel County Police have released surveillance images of the suspects, which are available on the department's social media sites. Anyone with information should call Anne Arundel County Police. And Carroll County leaders are asking the Trump administration to intervene in the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The Board of Carroll County Commissioners sent a letter stating that by helping the MPRP plan, interstate electric regulators have single-handedly taken away all local control over the project. The commissioners also stated that the county shouldn't have to shoulder the cost for an impending energy shortage that has mainly resulted from Virginia's growing data center industry. And two suspects are being sought in connection with a violent robbery in Linthicum Heights. Police say a man was approached by two men on Wednesday afternoon along the 1700 block of West Nursery Road who demanded his personal property. When the man resisted, police say one of the suspects pulled out a knife and threatened to stab him. That's when the victim complied and the suspect took off with his personal property. And a former PTA treasurer for a Glen Burnie elementary school is accused of embezzling more than $23,000 from the organization. On Casey and Company, it's 7:32. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. and how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
It's 7:33 on KC and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the Beltway is the big problem today from Pikesville, I mean that Parkville and Pikesville into Towson, I should say. Pikesville, not Parkville. Pikesville going east on the inner loop, and now it is backed up well before Reisterstown Road coming up from 795. The problem is construction, and it was emergency road work on the inner loop between the JFX and the ramps at 83. They're still blocking the right side of the road, and that has created the backup all the way back, now edging its way back towards 795. So again, that's going to be a big problem on the JFX northbound. We were backed up there north of Ruxton Road, and then there was an accident northbound on the expressway after Ruxton Road that was blocking the right lane. So that's just adding to the heavy traffic there. Let me just see if that's still there. Now, they have those vehicles now onto the shoulder, but the JFX is backed up because they're having a problem getting onto the inner loop of the Beltway. Try to get off at Ruxton Road, use Bologna Avenue, head into Towson that way. But this is a big delay on the Beltway that could be 35 to 40 minutes in the tail end of that backup. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a chilly start to the day, followed by more sunshine and highs in the pleasant mid-60s. Turning mostly cloudy tonight and cool again with lows dropping into the low 50s. A few showers to start off your weekend on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A lot of grumbling around town. You can hear it on the street and see it on your phone. Directed at Ravens defensive coordinator Zach Orr, who many, if not most, fans consider too young and too inexperienced for the job, especially at a time when the Ravens had Super Bowl aspirations. Orr was asked point blank yesterday if he was worried about his job.
I'm honestly not worried about it. I'm just focused on this Sunday. If you probably asked me last year, I probably would honestly tell you that it would be something that would bother me or get to me. But I've grown closer in faith to God, honestly, and I know that he's in control, man. And everything that's going to happen is going to be written. It's already done.
Not quite yet written or done, but certainly trending that way is the status of Lamar and Roquan Smith on Sunday. Neither practiced yesterday and haven't practiced all week. Marlon Humphrey did participate, as did Patrick Ricard, for the first time in 8 weeks. Thursday night football in Jersey last night. The Giants had something up their sleeve, and it's called Jackson Dart.
Dart. Is he going to take off again? He might have to, but no, he finds an open man and hits him. Robinson stays in bounds. Robinson's going to go all the way for a touchdown.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Dart threw for one, ran for one, and Cam Scatabo with three short rushing touchdowns as the Giants pull away from the Eagles. 34-17 was the final. It was the Super Bowl champ's second loss in a row. And that wasn't the only loss suffered by Philly fans last night.
Mahes breaks his back. Kirk Ring got to find it. Throws to the play.
This one was bad. Joe Davis with the call. Shades of Bill Buckner with Phillies pitcher Orion Kirkering eschewing the easy play at first base. Throws it away at the plate with the bases loaded, allowing the winning run to score. Dodgers beat the Phillies 2-1 in 11. Advanced to the NLCS for the eighth time in 13 years. While the Cubs force a Game 5 in Milwaukee Saturday with a 6-0 shutout of the Brewers last night. And finally, this sad news from the world of college basketball. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, the longtime chaplain of the Loyola Chicago men's basketball team, passed away yesterday at the age of 106. She was an invaluable source of wisdom and grace for generations of students, faculty, and staff, the school said. 106 years old. Time now is 7:37. When we return, tradition barely survives in the NFL.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Okay, so this one is totally off the beaten path, but you know how sometimes you can go down the rabbit hole when you're, you know, researching things on the internet, et cetera. And I'm going down the NFL rabbit hole doing some stuff, and I come across this.
Did you run into Bad Bunny down there?
No, no, I didn't do any Bad Bunny. No.
He wasn't in the rabbit hole?
No, he wasn't in the rabbit hole. That's a good one, actually.
I'm scared.
It came down. You should be. Believe me, you should be. Being on this show, you never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. With him. With him at the controls.
The worm turns.
He's a gentleman.
You know, there are only two teams in the NFL. Wait, where? Who?
Who came in?
In this room? There are only two teams in the NFL that still have a marching band.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did.
Do you know who they are?
They are the Redskins.
Yeah.
And the Ravens.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Redskins and the Ravens are the only two teams in the NFL. So I had to do this. All right. So that's us, right? So I'm wondering then, because they're not called the Redskins anymore,
right,
do they still do this?
Yes.
They still do that.
They still do that. And instead of Redskins, they say Commanders. But it doesn't fit because Redskins is two syllables and Commanders
is three.
Three,
right.
And it just and you know what? When you're at the stadium, the people are still singing Redskins.
Love it.
No one sings the Commanders.
Yeah,
no one.
So only two teams,
they're both
30 miles apart. Yeah, they'll get beat up. They'll get beat up anyway in the game. But
that goes back to the Colts marching band,
of course.
Yeah. So,
what does that say about our towns?
It says that we're football fanatics.
We are. And tradition matters.
It does. All right. Very good, Gary. Yep. Thanks for going down the rabbit hole. Appreciate that. 7:39. So the Jay Jones story you're familiar with. This is the guy running for the attorney general. He's a Democrat in Virginia. Wants to be the top law enforcement officer in the state of Virginia. He sent texts to what he thought was a colleague, but it was a Republican, not a Democrat, and she got the text, and the text were talking about putting bullets in the head of a Republican speaker, and you were going to have to watch his children die in the arms of the mother, because otherwise they're not going to change their political philosophy unless there's pain. And a lot of people are calling him to resign, including President Trump, Vice President Vance, but Democrats aren't. And the latest is, Delegate Carrie Coyner, Republican of Chesterfield, Virginia, said that she has texts in which Jay Jones told her, I'm sorry, in a 2020 phone call, not a text, in a phone call that a few police officers dying would stop them from killing other people. So again, we saw how they just got rid of Katie Porter, or in the process of getting rid of Katie Porter. And last night there was a debate between Abigail Spanberger, the Democrat, and Winsome Earle-Sears, the Republican lieutenant governor who wants to be governor, and Jay Jones came up.
The comments that Jay Jones made are absolutely abhorrent. I denounced them when I learned of them, and I will denounce them every opportunity I get. As a mother, as a public servant, as a candidate for governor, I denounce them. And it is important that candidates always denounce violence on no matter which side of the aisle. Violence, violent rhetoric, we should always be focused and forceful in our denouncement of it. And importantly, my opponent unfortunately only denounces violence when her side is the target.
Don't lie like that,
Abigail. I hope into the future she will endeavor to denounce violent rhetoric and violence no matter who the victim. And tonight, Lieutenant Governor Earle-Sears, I will say, you routinely refer to me as your enemy. You routinely refer to me as your enemy. I'm not your enemy. You are not my enemy. We are political opponents, and tonight voters are here to listen to the policy differences that we have. So as we move forward, we must continue to set a good example for all of our children.
Well, she's trying to take the high road there, but she was asked, will you denounce and will you withdraw your endorsement of Jay Jones? And the reporter, Deanna Albritton, of, I think, Channel 7 in D.C., asked her again about the endorsement.
Will you continue to endorse Jay Jones to be the next Attorney General of Virginia? And were you aware of these text messages before they released? You have 30 seconds.
In fact, it appears that it was the those who released the text messages and held them for years, so the public was unaware who had knowledge of these text messages for many years.
What did you do about
it? I learned of these text messages the day that they came out, and I denounced them as soon as I learned of them.
She denounces murder.
And importantly, at this point, as we move forward, the voters now have this information, information that was withheld for them.
You're running to
presumably for political reasons, but the voters now have the information, and it is up to voters to make an individual choice based on this information.
Yeah, so there's more. So she can't bring herself to call for Jay Jones to drop out of the race. She denounces what he said, but there are some Democrats, not a lot, that are saying he needs to drop out. But Abigail Spanberger, who's running on the same ticket as this major league climber, she won't ask for him to drop out. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you should call us now. Get a chance to pick up a WCBM. We've got a nice, you can put beer in there, if you can put whatever soda, adult beverage, whatever you want. It's a nice glass with our logo on it, but call now and reserve your spot. Right now with traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker's got the latest.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're back on 95 in Cecil County. Just getting an update. We had a vehicle fire. One point was fully involved northbound at Route 222 at the 93-mile marker. Two lanes now are getting by, so a little bit of a backup, but not bad. It's under control now for the traffic north of the Tidings Bridge, so we'll forget about that for the time being. The inner loop of the Beltway, emergency road work today between the JFX and 83. The Beltway is backed up all the way back past Reisterstown Road. Not quite the 795, but almost. So let's just call it 795 all the way over, and then you don't clear this stuff until you get past I-83. That's a big delay. Mentioned earlier, it's not easy just to get off the Beltway unless you know your way around some of these side streets, Old Cork Road, Green Spring Valley Road. They kind of run parallel to the interstate. JFX took a big hit, and they're backed up northbound from Ruxton Road. The ramp to Ruxton Road was also backed up. That traffic is taking Ruxton Road to Bologna and then Bologna Avenue into Towson. You'll go around that situation on the Beltway. But there's a lot of surface traffic now on the surface streets away from the Beltway that are getting an impact as well. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses. Get it all done right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start to the day, maybe some frost in some areas, mid-60s today for the high. Tonight, overnight, mostly cloudy and low 50s. And maybe some showers coming in late Friday, maybe Saturday. But the big rain is expected perhaps on Sunday into Monday because of a nor'easter approaching. Sunny in 44 right now in Columbia, 41 in Owings Mills. And it's time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. And you will be the winner. We've got that WCBM. We're calling it a beer glass, but you can put anything in it. And I like to frost mine and have a nice adult beverage. It has a nice WCBM logo on it. So Mark in Reisterstown is our contestant. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after Chuck.
You want to go after Chuck? Okay. You know,
you're not on a bad roll.
Have you got your shovel, Mark? What's going on now? You're up, you're down, now your volume's all over the place.
Oh, sorry, I'm on a speakerphone.
No, not you, Mark, Chuck.
Oh, you meant me?
Yes, now you're back. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. Story number one. Children will be able to choose their own gender at any age under controversial new proposal by the EU. Therapy to check whether children are certain they want to change their gender, and age limits on gender recognition could be discarded in the new plans. So just at any age, any child now who has been brainwashed can change their gender. Story two, a New York marijuana business says that it's going to use carrier pigeons It could soon be deployed to make cannabis deliveries throughout New York City.
So we have stone pigeons flying.
Travel.
Look up.
The marijuana retailer Travel Agency has been promoting the launch of Project Pigeon, which the business said would involve a fleet of 20 birds trained to fly cannabis to adults in Manhattan and Brooklyn beginning next year. All right. Story number three. A Kansas City area elementary school has now forbidden the staff from wearing Charlie Kirk-style freedom T-shirts. Apparently, the principal said, I want to make sure that you've told your staff to not wear those freedom shirts to school anymore. Please confirm. Thank you. All right. Is it story one? Children can now change their gender at any age in the EU. Story two, Project Pigeon will deliver pot to customers in New York. And story three, Kansas City elementary school principal bans the Charlie Kirk Freedom T-shirt. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
So let me ask you this. Would the pigeons have time to stop and get some Twinkies along with that delivery?
And barbecue Fritos.
Whatever.
By the way, do you know there are Twinkies candies now?
No kidding.
Yeah, I saw them in the store the other day. Mm-hmm. They're candy. They're shaped like little Twinkies, but they're candies. They're not the actual Twinkie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll go with two.
Chuck goes with two. Mark in Reisterstown?
I'm going to go with number two also.
Mark goes with Chuck. Kristen?
I don't know. It is New York, and pigeons would be cheaper than drones, I guess. I think that could be true. And I could see the Charlie Kirk story being true. I'm going to go with one.
Kristen goes with one. And Maggie?
I'm going with number two. I would love to see it, though.
Yeah. See him training them. That would be the fun part. Story number three, nobody votes for. That is a true story. It doesn't shock anybody more when they're banning Charlie Kirk Freedom T-shirts. And story number two, that is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations to Mark. Chuck is right. Maggie's right. And
I'm
Mark
wrong.
Is right.
All right.
That happens. But you're still
Once
the overall leader.
Very rare. Yeah. Very rare.
Very rare, she says. Very rare. All right,
to the leader.
Did you want to gloat a little bit, Chuck?
No, I do not. I won't take advantage of these folks.
Oh, you won't? Okay.
I don't want to be a stool pigeon. I don't want to be a stool pigeon.
That's all right. You're pigeon toed, but other than that, it's great.
Pigeon toed. Why don't you go eat your Twinkies candy?
All right, I will. I was tempted to buy him and bring him in, but too much sugar. All right, congratulations, Mark. We'll put Mark on hold. Tell him how to pick up his prize. We'll do it all again Monday morning here on The Morning Drive. So Spanberger going mute. And there were several other attempts to get her to pull her endorsement for Jay Jones. She just would not do it. And so the Democrats are completely comfortable. And by the way, we're seeing the National Governors Association with Vice Chair Governor Moore denouncing that kind of political rhetoric and violence on the part of a Democrat candidate for office. Remarkably silent and mute on that, aren't we, Governor? It's 7:50. You're listening to Casey and Company right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Paycheck replacement is a concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, PM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is Scott Jennings. Join me every weeknight at 9 as my mission is to arm you with common sense, crush liberal narratives, and help shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Still to come on the program, we are going to take a look at interesting meeting this past Tuesday in Wicomico County on whether or not who has the authority to designate cooperation with ICE on the Eastern Shore in the Salisbury area. Is it the county executive? Is it the county council? As you might imagine, they kicked the can down the road in Wicomico County. Coming up at the top of the hour, Ivan Bates was on with Fox and Friends. We'll tell you what he had to say the other day. 7:53 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Thermos Johnson.
And a report, the construction may have lifted on the inner loop between the JFX and 83. And I'm looking at the state highway truck still sitting there with the arrow board sending traffic into the left-hand lanes. So that's still there. Looks like there's still working just around the ramp after 83. So the backup continues. Tail end of the backup is all the way back, not quite to 795, but almost 795, all the way up to Pikesville and all the way over towards 83 before it gets better. You also have an impact if you're traveling the JFX northbound, backed up from Ruxton Road, going up to the Beltway. The ramp to Ruxton Road is open. That's an option to get away from the big delay here on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start to the day, some frosty areas, warming up to about 65 today, overnight mostly cloudy, low 50s, mostly sunny, dry, and a few showers possible on Friday, and then more chance of rain Saturday evening and into Sunday, as we're keeping an eye on this nor'easter that could bring some heavy rain and wind Sunday afternoon, evening into Monday, or more no more about it tomorrow. Right now, it is sunny and 44 in Middle River, 51 in Arnold, and again, as you might imagine, President Trump wanting to restore law and order to the land. First, he started in D.C., and of course, now we're in Memphis. They're making arrests left and right. Memphis is now completely morphed into a different town, thanks to President Trump. He wants to do the same for Chicago, wants to do the same for Portland, for Los Angeles, but he's being fought by the left every step of the way when he's wanting to restore law and order. What's it about the Democrats that you, A, don't want to protect the people of your own cities?
We're restoring law and order in our country. We're restoring it here, but we're restoring it right now. We're in Memphis. We're going to Chicago. We're going to other cities.
And you look at it, and this is something in blue cities, and even in blue and red states. Memphis is in a red state, okay, in Louisiana, New Orleans, might be next. Louisiana, that's a governor there, that's a Republican. So the idea now is to get these repeat violent offenders off the streets. You hear Ivan Bates here at the top of the hour, and how many that he was able to remove. It's a mind-boggling number, but he's being fought and resisted every step of the way by people like J.B. Pritzker, who basically said yesterday, if you tell Trump, looking in the camera, if you want to come into our city and you want to, you know, went in the National Guard and you want to take these illegal, then you're going to have to go through me. And then I started thinking about it. That might be tough. It might take, you know, a couple days to get around J.B. Pritzker based on his girth. But his lieutenant governor says, her name is Juliana Stratton. She says, if Pritzker gets arrested, if he goes down, I'm going to step into the breach.
If Donald Trump thinks that by arresting Governor J.B. Pritzker that this fight is over, he is sorely mistaken, because he's going to have to come through me next, and I'm going to pick up right where J.B. left off. Illinois stands united in fighting back against Donald Trump's power grab.
All right. Well, you may want to see read the little asterisk there on Tish James, what happened to her. But big doings at down the Eastern Shore this past Tuesday. There was a big meeting, a marathon Wicomico County Council meeting that was an SRO crowd, and it all had to do with whether or not they were going to, you know, engage in the 287G program. And Sheriff Mike Lewis, and we'll reach out to Sheriff Lewis because he's a friend of the show and get his thoughts on this, because he was pushing this partnership, as you might imagine, because there's a lot of illegals on the Eastern Shore, and yes, there are gangbangers on the Eastern Shore. Salisbury is, people don't realize how bad Salisbury is, but it's bad. It's a mini Baltimore. And the crime there is out of control, especially for residents on the Eastern Shore. And so Sheriff Lewis wants to engage in the 287G. And the question is, does County Executive Julie Giordano, does she get to make the decision, or does the county council have to make the decision? So once again, the only thing they decided was to not make a decision. Typical of government, isn't it? So they kicked the can down the road to November. That's when they're going to make the decision sometime in November. But you had people on the left, and this community leader, this Kenson Raymond, said that America needs Jesus, but not the Jesus of judgment, the Jesus of love. And so, why do we have courts? Those are judgments. When you violate the laws of the United States or laws of the state of Maryland, you get charged by law enforcement and you get your day before a jury. We have a constitution. We're not judging people just because they happen to be brown or black or white or Asian, whatever. We're judging you because you have broken into our country. You violated the laws of our country, our immigration laws. That's not judgment. That's the rule of law. And without it, and we will devolve into anarchy. So we're going to watch this decision very closely in Wicomico County. We'll reach out to Sheriff Lewis, get him on, and maybe get County Executive Julie Giordano on as well to see what's happening on the Eastern Shore. Because here they want to do the right thing and engage with the ICE and 287G. And you got a bunch of radical lefties in Salisbury and on the Eastern Shore trying to block that. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you need them. Michael's been doing this for over 40 years, and that is putting your recovery first when it comes to recovering from a serious accident that resulted in serious injury. Well, let's face it, a lot of times you're incapacitated, you're hurt. There's the emotional, psychological trauma of the accident. There's the physical trauma of the accident. The last thing you want to do is to be battling insurance companies or having to find the right doctors or need medical coverage or whatever the case may be. So Michael will do all that for you. Just pick up the phone and call Michael and or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Friedman or any of the attorneys at the law firm, and they will take your case, and they'll take it and everything from A to Z. They'll take care of it for you, from battling those insurance companies, in some cases advancing medical costs, dealing with the diminution of value if your car has been totaled. It's just a holistic approach that Michael offers, and it's the best one that I have seen so far. That's why he's one of the top 10 personal injury law firm in the state of Maryland each and every year. Check out the website, maflaw.com. That's maflaw.com. It's informative, it's helpful, and I would urge you go and visit there. Coming up next, Ivan Bates on Fox and Friends.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Israel-Hamas ceasefire now in effect. It takes hold after Israel's government signed off on phase one of the Trump peace plan, which also calls for the rapid release of all of the hostages being held by Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
We're at a momentous development in the last 2 years. We fought during these 2 years to achieve our war aims. And the central one of these war aims is to return the hostages, all of the hostages, the living and the dead. And we're about to achieve that goal.
Netanyahu heard there on the BBC. The 2025 Nobel Peace Prize goes to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. Democrats continue to block Senate approval of a short-term Republican spending bill to end the government shutdown now in day 10.
Tempers have been flaring on Capitol Hill, and neither side is showing any signs of compromise as the budget stalemate rolls on. Republicans have seized on comments from the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, who said that Democrats were winning the shutdown fight, saying, "Every day gets better for us." Republicans argued it showed that Schumer's motivation is purely political. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Come Friday, President Trump will visit Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
I'm meeting with the troops, and I'm also going to do a sort of semi-annual physical, which I do,
And I think I'm in great shape, but I'll let you know. But I have no difficulty thus far.
Early next week, the president hopes to visit the Middle East for an up-close look at the situation there as his peace plan advances. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory now. Dow futures are up 66 points, and NASDAQ futures ahead 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The emergency road work still blocking the right side of the Beltway on the inner loop between the JFX and I-83. Very limited lanes there. Some traffic is getting by to the center and the left. The Beltway is backed up, almost back to 795. So a lot of this overflow traffic is on Old Court Road. They're on Green Spring Valley Road. But here's another problem now. JFX, the backup now, is north of the city county line. So there to the bridge at Old Pimlico Road. Once you clear Northern Parkway, you're going to have to ride that out, and it's not going anywhere on the expressway. So your last point of no return is Northern Parkway. Northern Parkway eastbound, go over to York Road, come up to the Beltway that way. You have traffic light delays, but at least you're moving. It's total gridlock on the JFX northbound, including the ramp, which is open at Ruxton Road, but there are big delays in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a chilly start to the day, followed by more sunshine and highs in the pleasant mid-60s. Turning mostly cloudy tonight and cool again with lows dropping into the low 50s. A few showers to start off your weekend on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Millersville and 50 degrees in Joppa Town at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An arrest has been made in a decades-old Annapolis cold case murder. Investigators say William Cook Jr. was arrested and charged with murder in the 1989 shooting death of Garnet Griffith. She was found dead inside of a residence on Kensington Way on January 12th of 1989. Investigators say new leads led to Cook's arrest. And police are asking for the public's help in finding a suspect wanted in a murder in Baltimore back in July. Police are looking for 55-year-old Charles Anthony Boatwright in the murder of 56-year-old Randolph Smith. A photo of Boatwright is available on the social media sites of the Baltimore Police Department. Anyone with information should call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Governor Wes Moore has removed most of the members of the Liquor Board of Baltimore City. The shakeup comes after a controversial law went into effect last year. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 890. The pick 4, 3910. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. If the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Vesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200-square-foot room in a matter of minutes. With a Vesta stashed in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get a Vesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Weather could be a big factor Sunday when the Ravens take on the Rams. The word nor'easter even being bandied around. How will it affect the kicking game? Special teams coordinator Chris Horton was asked.
You know, that's just one of the things we definitely look at. And I just think we got to be prepared, and we'll prepare ourselves for the elements. And whatever they are, we got to be able to handle them. So we do talk about it. So whatever they are, you know, we just got to be able to adjust and adapt to, you know, that type of weather, and I think our guys will go out and play well.
Rookie Tyler Loop kind of feeling his way in the NFL as it is, has missed a field goal and a point after a touchdown this year, a couple kicks out of bounds for penalties on kickoffs as well. Maryland football this weekend, a tough test against the Nebraska team that's led by sophomore quarterback Dylan Raiola. The key will be pressure right up Maryland's alley, top 10 in the country, actually, in quarterback pressures and sacks. Inside linebacker Cam Rice on the key to that pass rush.
You got those young guys on the edge, Sidney Stewart, Zaire Mathis, and then you got us in the interior. I think we complement each other very well. We always try and push each other to be better, and it's really just a race to get in the backfield.
You'll love to hear that from an inside linebacker. MLB playoffs last night, Dodgers advance in extra innings on a throwing error in the 11th, 2-1 the final over Philadelphia, and the Cubs extend the Brewers to a decisive game 5.
Half of the drive, right field, way back there, gone!
Alex Faust had the call on TNT, 6-0 shutout for the Cubs last night. It'll be for all the NLDS marbles on Saturday night in Milwaukee. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be Friday Football Pick'em, and that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And, of course, your top stories this hour. Now we'll take a look at everything they've tried to do with the overdose addiction problem has failed so far. So, what is the answer? Take a look at what happened at Penn North. Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the house. And we'll take a look at our top story here today is the man I think is responsible for the overall reduction in crime in Baltimore City. And that is the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates. And let's see, Mayor Scott was mayor when Marilyn Mosby was the city state's attorney. We had record homicides. He was employing his group violent reduction strategy then. Didn't work. But now, he's claiming that the GVRS strategy does work. What's changed? Same mayor, same strategy, same safe streets nonsense. What's changed? Marilyn Mosby's gone, and Ivan Bates is in. And, of course, he had help from U.S. Attorney Eric Barron as well. So yesterday, the city state's attorney was on with Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends. And Kilmeade was asking him, what do you attribute the overall reduction in violent crime? And the numbers are just incredible. I mean, we look at it right now. 64% of homicide cases are closed. 44% of non-fatal shooting cases have been closed, according to BPD. Non-fatal shootings have dropped by 19%. Homicides fell 23% by the end of last year, down to 201. Non-fatal shootings dropping 34%. as well. And BPD also reporting clearance rates above national averages in several categories. Now, we still have a major juvenile thug problem. We're not going to dismiss that. Put that to the side for just a second. But Bates says it is the repeat violent offenders that were causing most of the problem.
You know, for me, it was very important. Hold violent repeat offenders accountable, especially with illegal handguns. We had too many murders, 300-plus murders for 8 years straight. That's a terrible number to have. If you lock up violent repeat offenders, you hold them accountable, we invoke the mandatory minimum that allows it under the law, 5 years without the possibility of parole. There's no discretion. A judge must give a violent repeat offender 5 years. You send them to jail. When you send those individuals to jail, the community is safer at that moment in time, and they can get themselves together, but they will be held accountable.
I tell you, Oral-B ought to thank Ivan Bates, because remember it said bring a toothbrush? So there were 2,129 repeat violent offenders removed in the last 3 years from the streets of Baltimore. Think about that. Over 2,000 repeat violent offenders. That's a lot of toothbrushes, man. So that to me is that's an incredible statistic. And that's all. It's not Mayor Scott. Okay? It was the strategy of U.S. Attorney Eric Byrne. We're going to go to use the Al Capone thing. We'll get him on something else. We can't get him on this crime. We'll look at something else. And then that's what they did. And getting the repeat violent offenders, you can thank Ivan Bates. And with this kind of track record, I'm not saying this in 26, but in 2030, there is a possibility that Ivan Bates may want to consider the governor's mansion. He's got a much better shot than Brandon Scott, wouldn't you agree? And Hale, of course, would be a lot better in 26, but we'll see what happens in 2030. I'm not saying he's going to get there, but he might actually have a better shot at winning than Brandon Scott does. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Thermos Johnson.
You might have a better luck getting to work on time if you get your hiney off the Beltway.
That sounds like a slogan. I can put that on a bumper sticker. Get you all hiney off the Beltway.
The new project is now going to start between I-83 and over to Perrin Parkway. They're going to start tearing that section of the Beltway up now. Just what we need, okay? Probably next week. So we'll keep you posted on that. Right now, the emergency road work, which has been here well before the start of the rush hour this morning, interloop between the JFX and I-83. They had to do some concrete work in there. And, of course, you can't just set it in there and then open it up and let them drive on it. Has to cure. Big backups. We started early. It wasn't backed up badly at all. It's backed up now all the way back. Almost, not quite. It's still kind of just not touching 795, but it's there. So 795, Reisterstown Road, Green Spring Falls, JFX 83, before it gets better. The JFX is backed up now to the city-county line. So once again, if you're coming up from downtown, once you get beyond Northern Parkway, that's it. The next ramp is at Ruxton Road. So you sit there from the city line to Ruxton Road. The ramp is open. You can take Ruxton Road and pick up Bologna Avenue. Again, if I was driving north, I would take Northern Parkway. I would go east to York Road, come up to Towson, get back on to the Beltway there. He just went around all of that. I don't have a lot of ways to get around this from the Pikesville side, though. That's the problem. Old Court Road kind of comes over to the JFX. Then you have to hook up through there. Green Spring Valley Road ends at Falls Road. Then you maybe go up to Timonium Road and come over from. But it's just it's a mess right now on that side of the Beltway. It's backed up. I would say tail end of that now, 30-minute delay getting over towards 83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast for your Friday and weekend. Chilly start to the day today, frosty in some areas. It was 38 when I jumped in the car this morning. Should have hit the remote start on it because it was a little frosty. But it'll be 65 a little later on this afternoon. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly dry. Maybe a few showers, and then Saturday again, pretty much the same. And then Sunday is into Monday is the day we're watching on this nor'easter that's heading our way. Could bring some heavy rain and winds as well. Could impact the Ravens game at 1 o'clock Sunday at the bank. Right now, sunny 49 in Pasadena, 44 in Parkville. And from the home of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, right here in Baltimore, time for our America 250 celebration. All right, America 250 on this date in 1863, or right smack dab in the middle of the Civil War, there was a skirmish, and that was at Blue Springs, Tennessee, and there were 166 casualties that day during the Civil War, and it was called a skirmish because you look at what happened to Gettysburg and the sheer number of casualties that day, but yeah, that was the very early on in the Civil War at Blue Springs, Tennessee. So on this day in 1973, a little Baltimore history, U.S. President, Vice President, I'm sorry, Spiro Agnew resigns. He pleaded nolo contendere. No contest to allegations of tax fraud. And, of course, Spiro bringing dishonor to the state of Maryland on that. And in 1978, U.S. Congress approved a dollar coin honoring women's suffrage campaigner Susan B. Anthony with the own coin. I think Susan B. Anthony coins left. I don't see any in circulation these days. But that's what happened today in American history. Your founding father's quote for the day today. This is John Adams, who probably is one of the most conservative of all founding fathers. There were many, but he pretty much was the most conservative out of all of them. He said, "I've come to the conclusion that one useless man is a disgrace, that two become a law firm, and that three or more become a Congress." So I think pretty much sums up the emotions of just about everybody on that note. And that is our America 250 celebration. And make sure you join us each and every weekday morning at 8:15 as we play our national anthem, our Star Spangled Banner. Love doing that. Love hearing that as well. We're talking about Ivan Bates. We'll get to more of him in just a second. But I do think that the staggering crime drop numbers. I don't know. Maybe Mayor Scott really should allow Ivan to take a ride in his brand new $163,000 SUV that's all tricked out and so on and so forth. Because really, or maybe Ivan deserves one of his own. Maybe that's the incentive. Now, again, these aren't personal vehicles. I understand they're government vehicles, but at least you could do, Mayor, is to share with the city state's attorney as you drive through the streets of Baltimore, and then maybe that would be a great way to demonstrate how the streets have become safer these days. But make no mistake about it, Mayor Scott is not a criminologist. Mayor Scott doesn't know how to resolve crime, has not reduced crime. This was Ivan Bates and, of course, U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. And we'll hear more from him in just a second. Right now, we're going to hear from Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty. Vinny is with us on the line, as he is each and every Friday. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Indeed, the weekend is here.
Yeah.
All right, so last week we were talking about options home sellers have, you know, going into the colder weather, and it's here, and the holidays. So if a seller wants to be out before Christmas, what does that timetable look like?
You know, Sean, that is a great question. Yeah, the end of the year and the holidays are quickly approaching. So we usually start the conversation with understanding what's most important to the customer and if they benefit more from a quick cash sale or if they'd like to sell their home to one of our buyers in waiting, which takes a little bit longer, but is going to get them 100% or more of market value.
Yeah, okay. So let's focus on those sellers out there that want to make sure they're getting the absolute highest price for their home.
Yeah, well, we always work backwards, when we're talking to our customers. And, they get to pick their closing date, which is a service that's simply not offered by a traditional real estate company. So let's say that a customer tells us they want to be out by mid-December, then we work backwards from that date, which means that we'd bring our buyers through around mid-November. So that gives us about 20 to 30 days to process that loan so that we can close on time.
Yeah. All right, so mid-November, bring your buyers through. That's about 4 weeks from now. So shouldn't they be reaching out to your office soon?
Yeah, I would say that's a good idea. You know, once they reach out, we'll get them scheduled for our Saturday home sale, which is where we sell their home in about 90 minutes on a Saturday afternoon. But I will tell you that those time slots are quickly filling up for the home sellers that want to get their home sold by the end of the year.
So if someone is thinking of selling, they better call now. So here's what you want to do. You want to lock in their Saturday home sale date.
Yep, absolutely. You know, that's a great idea. And during the time leading up to the Saturday home sale, we'll work with our customers to do what's important to do in order to get the highest price and the best terms. So they can call us directly to get on the schedule, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Very good, Vinny. As always, a pleasure, and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great, John. Thanks.
All right. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. All right, coming up right after the 8:30 news, we go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione, and we'll talk a little bit about the Columbus Day proclamation by President Trump yesterday, and of course the government shutdown and how it impacts Maryland and the like. That's all coming up right after the 8:30 news, and we'll take a look at also at we won't have a heck of a lot of time, but maybe just mention what should be done about the overdoses at Penn North, and we've been back and forth on this now for decades. Legalize drugs, crack down on drug dealers, don't do anything, more treatment, whatever we're doing ain't working. It's 8:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Thermos Johnson.
Big delays on the Beltway. The overnight construction emergency road work is what they called it on the interloop between the JFX and 83. They had to put some concrete into a hole in the roadway, and with that, the backup started right there well before 6 this morning, and it's backed up all the way back through Pikesville, back beyond the ramp at Reisterstown Road. The other victim of all of this is the JFX northbound. Looking at the camera here, coming up to Old Pimlico Road, which is just above the city-county line, and all three lanes are going about 5 miles an hour. And then when you get to Ruxton Road, you're basically going 0 miles per hour because you just can't merge onto the Beltway, onto the inner loop. So the ramp to Ruxton Road is open. Some traffic going west over towards Falls Road. But again, I would suggest you make the right turn, pick up Bologna Avenue, and get into Towson. Back end of that delay on the JFX, if you exit at Northern Parkway, you go eastbound to York Road, Charles Street, either one, and work your way north to the Beltway from there. If you take Charles Street, you'll come out just ahead of all of that construction on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We are going to warm up today to about 65. Right now we're struggling to get out of the 40s. It's a little chilly. 42 in Forest Hill, 45 in Middle River. We've got some rain coming in the tail end of the week. But Ivan Bates, I think, is the mastermind of the reduction in strategy in Baltimore City. Over 2,000 repeat violent offenders taken off the streets. And look, a lot of this, the way again, many Democrats approach this is they don't want to put black and brown individuals in jail because, you know, that would negatively impact their communities. It is a condemnation, if you will, of the systemic inequalities that exist in the African-American communities in Baltimore City and elsewhere. But the larger point here is that by doing so, you're now victimizing those very communities because of your so-called concern about the systemic inequalities. And you're putting these repeat violent offenders, these now juvenile thugs and others, right back into these communities where they continue to prey on the people that live in these communities. I think you're doing such a great disservice, and Bates addressed that yesterday on Fox and Friends.
Well, for us, we realized it's about the victims. When you look at the victims, a number of the victims within the community were also minority and African Americans, and they have a right to be safe and free in their house. We wanted to make sure that everybody, didn't matter your race, didn't matter where you're from, everybody has a right to be safe. And it wasn't a Democrat, it wasn't a Republican issue, it was a people issue. At the end of the day, there were too many murders, too much violence, and we need to make a change.
Now comes the political response. And that's why I think he might have a future as a gubernatorial candidate. I'm not endorsing. I'm just thinking he's got a better shot at it than Brandon Scott, who is, boy, he is a piece of work. It's just still unfinished, rough around the edges. He needs some media coaching. He needs a lot of stuff before he would even consider running for higher office. But anyway, when he was asked by Kilmeade whether or not, because you got Trump sending in the National Guard into some cities, he's mentioned Baltimore. Would he accept federal help? And listen carefully as Ivan Bates has to thread the needle in his response.
Well, we're working very closely with all the federal agencies. But one of the things that I do know, our governor has also recently deployed some of the state police in our city. We're working together. We can always use the financial support, the financial help. But we're moving in the right direction. We're moving together as a team. And my thing is, when we're moving the ball down the field, let us score. Because because we're going to win.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's that was a political response. Let's face it. I mean, he doesn't want to tick off the governor. But the only reason why the governor puts state troopers and other agencies in the city was Trump was going to do it. Remember? I mean, it was a week after. It was a week after President Trump said, I'm going to send the National Guard into Baltimore City. And the next thing you know, he goes, Governor Moore, no, you're not. See, when Moore is pressed into the corner, he takes action. He took action here, didn't he? Did he take action with the NPRP power line? No. Has he taken action on juvenile thugs? No. Has he taken any action on the foster care system? No. Because he hasn't been pressed hard enough. But when you press him hard enough, he will be forced to take action. So I thought it was an interesting interview with Ivan Bates, that's for sure. Travis in Baltimore says, Sean, I think that besides Ivan Bates doing his job, crime is going down because a lot of violent illegal aliens have either self-deported or had their interstate crime networks disrupted. It's not as effective as locking them up in El Salvador's Supermax, but it still slows down the crime. Across the country, violent crime is down since Trump got reelected, and you can't attribute that to Ivan Bates. Tom Holman doesn't get nearly the credit he deserves. Yeah, certainly. President Trump and Tom Holman, for the 2.2 million that either have been rounded up or self-deported, and also, let's look at reduction in crime in cities like Washington, in Memphis, and soon to be, hopefully, Chicago, Portland, New Orleans, and elsewhere. But this is going to be, not just overnight. This has to be a sustained restoration of law and order. And he's being fought by legal insurrection, by the courts, and so much more. I want to tell you about our good friends at Audiology Associates. You know, we take for granted the little things in life that you enjoy each and every day. Oh, no, like this radio show or the voices of your children or grandchildren or perhaps a great piece of music that you love. And, again, you take some of our senses for granted. And hearing is most important thing you got to take care of, obviously. Imagine if you lost that ability to hear someone say, I love you, or to hear a compliment, or about hearing the birds chirp. Whatever, your favorite song. This is the kind of thing that can take a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And we have heard that, especially as you get older, that the loss of hearing can accelerate, in some cases, dementia. So we want to make sure we're taking care of hearing. We get our hearing tested. And the best place to do that, Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Sergeyev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So call 410-944-3100 or you can go online at www.aiiaudiology.com. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. It's the end of an era for a longtime restaurant in Ellicott City. The owners of Terciguel's French Country Restaurant announced that they will close in December after 50 years in business. The owner said in a Facebook post, as the adage goes, all good things must come to an end. We made a decision a little more than a year ago that it was time to seek a buyer for the building and the business. And police are asking for the public's help identifying suspects wanted in stealing medications from a CVS in Arnold. Anne Arundel County Police have released surveillance images of the suspects, which are available on the department's social media sites. And Carroll County leaders are asking the Trump administration to intervene in the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project. The Board of Carroll County Commissioners sent a letter stating that by helping the MPRP plan, interstate electric regulators have single-handedly taken away all local control over the project. The commissioners also stated that the county shouldn't have to shoulder the cost for an impending energy shortage that has mainly resulted from Virginia's growing data center industry. And two suspects are being sought in connection with a violent robbery in Linthicum Heights. Police say a man was approached by two men on Wednesday afternoon along the 1700 block of West Nursery Road who demanded his personal property. When the man resisted, police say one of the suspects pulled out a knife and threatened to stab him. That's when the victim complied and the suspect took off with his personal property. And former PTA treasurer for Glen Burnie Elementary School is accused of embezzling more than $23,000 from the organization. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. If the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Vesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200-square-foot room in a matter of minutes. With the Vestas Dash in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get a Vesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're on Casey and Company at 8:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Right, so the contractor that was working on the inner loop after 83, they've cleared that area now. So once you get to that point on the Beltway, that is pretty smooth from there to Charles Street and then over towards York Road. But I'm still looking at the state highway truck sitting in the right lane on the inner loop at the JFX, and they're still blocking the right lane there. Big delays on the Beltway all the way back to Rice Street. Town Road. The JFX northbound is backed up to the city-county line. You can exit at Ruxton Road and then make your way from there to Bologna Avenue. Some traffic is going over towards Falls Road, but it's a major backup on the inner loop through Pikesville, taking at least an extra 30 minutes from the tail end of that over towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a chilly start to the day, followed by more sunshine and highs in the pleasant mid-60s. Turning mostly cloudy tonight and cool again with lows dropping into the low 50s. A few showers to start off your weekend on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be the Ravens and Rams Sunday at 1 p.m. with Baltimore desperately needing a win to save their season, which is what motivated the team to make a couple moves this week, including the acquisition of safety Aloe Gilman. Defensive coordinator Zach Orr asked about the effect that'll have on Kyle Hamilton.
We obviously know K-Ham can play all across the secondary, and he's very effective everywhere else. Not just in the back end, but up close to the line of scrimmage. So the better players you're able to put back there in the back end definitely frees him up. So
Ravens defense allowing over 35 points per game. That's the worst in the league. Over 408 yards per game. That is second worst in the league. Offensively, Baltimore will be without Lamar for the second straight week. Cooper Rush will be under center. Wide receiver Rashad Bateman asked if the offense has been pressing.
I think we're trying to do a good job of, you know, staying composed, but, you know, we understand where we're at, and we understand the task that, you know what I'm saying, we got to do, the hole that we got to get out of. So,
and the weather, bring your poncho and your rain boots if you go, but tight end Isaiah Likely says it really doesn't matter to him.
Good.
Change it, right?
Good. I ain't worried about no weather. Let's play football.
Let's play football. Something to be aware of this weekend in the NFL is Travis Kelce in the end zone. Kelce now just two touchdowns away from tying former Raven Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Chiefs history. Holmes with 83 and Kelce with 81. Heavy baseball action this weekend. Tonight, Game 5, ALDS, Tigers at the Mariners. Detroit ace Tarik Skubal will take the hill. 43 strikeouts through his first five career playoff outings. Only Bob Gibson with 47 had more. And tomorrow night in Milwaukee, Cubs forcing Game 5 last night with their 6-0 win over the Brewers. College football, Maryland and Nebraska, 3:30 p.m. in College Park. Navy will be in Philly tomorrow at 4, take on the Temple Owls. And Towson will host Monmouth at United Stadium at 2 p.m. High school football, huge game in Towson this afternoon, 4 p.m. Third-ranked McDonough takes on number 4 Calvert Hall. City College is at 6th-ranked Dunbar at 5. Big Tilt in Anne Arundel County tonight. 12th-ranked Arundel at 13th-ranked Glen Burnie at 6. And then 7 o'clock tonight in D.C., Sean Casey's number 1 DeMatha Stags take on Good Counsel. They are ranked 7th in the D.C. Metro. All right, let's get to our Friday football pick'em. So, Maggie, you're going to inherit Bruce's record, okay?
Okay.
So you're 9-11.
Mm-hmm.
So you're second.
Alrighty, that.
Sean, don't blow it.
I'm doing my best.
Sean, guess who's last?
I know. I'm really bringing up the rear. I've had a horrible season so far.
It's almost impossible to go 6-14, which is what you've done.
I've proven it's possible.
Possible.
Okay.
All right.
You
here we
start
go.
Off really hot though, but you've been sinking like a rock.
I've lost 5 in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm on a big losing streak. Right, I gotta change my underwear or something. You know. All right. Let's go to it. How about Bills at Falcons, Sean?
I'm gonna go with Bills.
Okay. Maggie, what color are you like in that one?
Red, white, I'm going with Bills.
You're going with the Bills. All right, very good. Maggie, let's go to you first. How about Pats and Saints?
Okay, well, like everybody knows, obviously, from the comments, I'm new at this. I'm going with the Saints because I like gold.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I think we all like gold at $4,000 an ounce. Sean, what about you?
Saints.
I'm going with the Saints, too. Rams and Ravens, Sean.
I hate to do it.
Yeah.
But with that defense right now,
you're
with
doing it.
Lamar, I'm doing it. Rams.
All right. Mag?
I hate to do it the same thing, but I say we've had the hell beaten out of us.
You know what? Let's make it a trifecta.
I mean, we're
injured. Rams all the way here on the morning drive.
Sadly.
And, Sean, what about Lions and Chiefs?
I think it's going to be a very explosive game. Chiefs, I mean, Lions. Chiefs are tough at home. Lions have won four in a row. I'm going Lions.
Mm. Maggie?
I, too, am going with the Lions because for years they were the underdog, and now they are seriously on fire.
All three of us going with the Lions.
Wow.
All right, we'll see what happens.
All right, thank you, sir.
Guys, have a great weekend.
All right, you too. And that's Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and once again it is time for us to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Delegate.
Good morning, Sean. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday indeed, and a happy day yesterday. President Trump issued a proclamation on Columbus Day and said, we're back, Italians. Your thoughts?
I loved it, Sean. I loved it. And actually, I have to use this quick moment here. I have my big Columbus Day celebration tomorrow at Liberatore's in Timonium. And we're going to be, it's a little fundraiser for the campaign, but we're celebrating Christopher Columbus. We always have. We've never stopped. We're going to continue. And as a proud American, especially a proud Italian American, I need to take a moment to talk about, you know, it hit close to home yesterday, the Christopher Columbus Day proclamation, and obviously thank President Donald Trump, standing tall like he always does, and reminding us why this really matters. And it's not just Italian Americans, but to all Americans who cherish, obviously, our history, our culture. And he signed that proclamation yesterday. And he said, as you mentioned, we're calling it Columbus Day. We're back, Italians. And this is important because we know this. The radical left, they want to obviously erase Columbus. They want to tear down all of our traditions. And they rewrote the story with lies and revisionism. And it's so important because we're not letting them get away with it. And for a while there, we thought that they had us beat. But President Trump obviously leading the way. We're fighting back. And listen, people don't have to worship Christopher Columbus by any means, but they need to pay attention. This is what I said on my Instagram yesterday. It's so important because you have to pay attention to the dangerous radicalism that has been festering for decades, and it's created out of lies, outright lies and historical distortion. And we mentioned this, and we've seen this time and time again. It's not that they're just coming for Columbus, but everything that makes America great, they're trying to demolish our heritage and replace it with this fringe lunacy. And they did it with George Washington statues, for God's sakes. And we're fighting back, and the president's fighting back. They're pushing this destructive ideology, the mob rule. They tore down the statues. But finally, it's the other end now. They're wrong. They're liars. They acted like thugs. What they did in Little Italy, I was there. I was there that day after. I was there on the Monday when we picked up the pieces from the statues. But Columbus, a brave, brilliant pioneer, a man of deep religious faith, and it means so much to me because my grandfather, many of these Italian Americans that I've met over the years, and a lot of them are gone now, they perished. They helped build Baltimore City. Their hard work, their blood, sweat, and tears, sons of immigrants themselves, and the women that took care of the households, they gave the money for that statue. I met many of the people whose names are still on it, by the way. The statue's gone, but there's a bust there where, you know, a plaque with the names of these individuals. And for a man 500 years ago with Columbus, no GPS, no modern technology, to do what he did and have left-wing radical lunatics try to diminish this guy just because that's who they are and they want to rewrite history. No, God bless Columbus, of course. God bless President Trump yesterday for continuing to defend our culture, protect our history, and not allow them to rewrite the history. So it was a great moment. Our heritage matters. This is what matters in America, and I just wanted to make sure we touch on that. And again, yeah, we'll be celebrating Columbus, obviously, Monday, Columbus Day, but tomorrow as well.
Yeah, and we all know that had Christopher Columbus, had he been alive today, he'd be celebrating Liberatories as well, because they just have amazing food.
That is true. That is true.
You just tell Michael I gave him a free plug there. all right, so stick with us. More with On the House with Delegate Nino Mancione. We've got the Nobel Peace Prize. No, be surprised at that. We'll ask Nino about that. Of course, the Maryland foster care situation. Governor Moore has weighed in on that. And I'll see if we can get to the shutdown as well. Hey, 843, traffic weather on the threes with the update now, the king of all traffic, Thermis Johnson.
And the big backup still there. It all started early this morning with emergency road work, interloop between the JFX and 83. They are still there. They've been there since way before 6 o'clock this morning. The backup is all the way back through Pikesville beyond the ramp at Reisterstown Road. So again, you're just kind of plodding along there until you get clear of the ramp at I-83 and then get over to Charles Street and eventually at York Road. 30-minute delay, maybe even a little bit longer for the traffic on the Beltway. JFX northbound is backed up. Once you clear the city line, you start to slow at Old Pimlico Road, the bridge there, to Ruxton Road, and then up to the Beltway, and it goes from three lanes into one lane. So you need to get away from that. Again, I would suggest Northern Parkway to Charles Street or York Road. Come up that way to the Beltway. You're beyond all of this backup on the northbound side of the JFX, but not going away anytime soon. They're waiting for some curing on some concrete that was poured in that area early this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We did have a chilly start to the day in some outlying suburban area. It was, down into the mid-30s, so got a little frosty. But we're warming up to 65 today, and tonight will be mostly cloudy, low 50s, maybe some rain coming in tomorrow night. And Sunday night into Monday is really going to look interesting with this possible nor'easter. Sunny in 54 in Annapolis, 47 in Ellicott City. We're on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. Are you at all surprised that the Nobel Peace Prize Committee snubbed President Trump?
Sean, no surprise at all. Woke up, of course, this morning, the Nobel snub. President Trump, though, brokered the Gaza peace deal, his monumental triumph of American leadership. And that's obviously President Trump, hopefully, ending for good that brutal conflict. That conflict has plagued the Middle East how long now? I mean, decade after decade after decade, generation, freeing these hostages, paving the way, hopefully, for real stability and reconstruction. And it's not just that, it's these historic peace deals throughout his presidency in the first term with the Abraham Accords. I mean, there are a number of nations with Israel that were part of that. I did a little research on this when I was preparing for my podcast on Sunday nights, and he had the Serbia, Kosovo, India, Pakistan, Rwanda, and the Congo just recently, Azerbaijan, Armenia recently, and the Nobel Prize, we know it's a joke. We know that. It's been a joke since they gave it to Obama, I think only 9 months into his first term, and very skeptical of why they would even give it to Obama. But Trump brokering these deals, bringing stability for all this time. And, this Venezuelan woman, God bless her, by all accounts, she seems a hero to her nation and an inspiration. But no leader, absolutely no leader in recent history, maybe ever, has had the ability to accomplish what Trump has done on the issue of peace. And it's shocking, it's absolutely shocking, that the radicals that have masqueraded that this is all about the women and children in Palestine, and nobody wants to see dead women and children. Of course, Hamas was using them as shields. But the Free Palestine marches were, unfortunately, and no surprise, there's always these violent, hate-filled elements of those protesters. But where are they now? Where is Ilhan Omar? Where is AOC? Where are the Rashida Tlaibs saying, great job, President Trump? Because he is one of the main, if not the main reason behind this peace deal. And I saw Barack Obama had this long tweet. He did not even mention President Trump, and that's no surprise.
Of course not.
The second worst president.
Look, every president, including Ronald Reagan, he had a 5-year peace plan, and every president in the modern era has had some kind of peace proposal on the table, and none of them worked. The Oslo Accords with Clinton and Reagan, and of course Joe Biden did squat over the last 2 years. So look, Maria Corina Machado is a wonderful, brave opposition leader, but what has she accomplished? There's no peace in Venezuela.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. No. I mean, we all know it's a joke. Governor Moore is saying that he's now making public comments, finally, on the foster care situation here in Maryland. Of course, we know the audit where they were putting children unvetted into homes where there could have been sex offenders, et cetera, and now the death of the 16-year-old. And he's basically blaming Governor Hogan, saying, this happened under previous administrations.
See, that's that right there with the Maryland and the Department of Human Services. It's another example of failed leadership. It's under his watch. It doesn't mean that things were running perfectly fine under the previous governor. I'm not saying it's Governor Hogan's fault. I'm not saying that Governor Moore is solely responsible, but it's a failed failed leadership when it happens under his watch and he continues to make excuses. That's what he does with every issue. That is where the failure lies. There was a tragedy with this young lady, or young girl. She was only a sex ed lady. Kenia Ward, 16-year-old girl in the care of the Department of Human Services, died by suicide, right? Obviously, that was in a hotel, mind you. That happened back in September, where the autopsy revealed that the death was due to an overdose of some type of, I guess, antihistamine here. And she was placed in the Residence Inn. This is so important because this has been a kind of a ongoing issue where these young foster kids are sent to these hotels. And they're really not considered an appropriate place, especially for a child who had mental health conditions. Why she's not in a more stable, supportive facility is the real question. And this is where the failure lies, again, because this is Governor Moore's DHS. This is his administration's incompetence. And the DHS practice of housing these foster children in hotels, it's been under significant criticism, so they should have had a close eye on it. The audit that came back in September revealed that just before her death, it highlighted 300 foster children had been placed in these hotels over the 2-year period. And Governor Moore called the death heartbreaking, and I agree, and he acknowledged, as you said, the system has to be fixed. But yet so many issues with the government, he has not done a damn thing to fix them, to improve them, like in DHS. And others. And that's where, again, we're seeing failed leadership from the governor of the state of Maryland. And he's too busy out there trying to score political points, going after the shutdown. Now he's targeting, speaking of the shutdown, Andy Harris, who, by the way, is the only member of the Maryland Demigration to vote for a plan that would have kept the government open. Every member of the Maryland congressional delegation, including both senators, voted to continue to support this Schumer shutdown. And if the speaker, like Adrian Jones, and the Governor Moore, if these liberals have their way, they'll take Andy Harris out.
Yep.
With this redistricting.
Well, if Marylanders, the federal workers of Maryland want the government reopened, they need to be on the phones with Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks, because they're the ones that voted no again yesterday. We're out of time. Yep. Always a pleasure. On the House, Delegate Nina Maggioni will be listening for the podcast this weekend.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same, and good luck at the Columbus event this weekend at Liberatories. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the tiny living square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Feel good news segment today. Three people seriously injured when a medical helicopter crashed on the highway in Sacramento this week. 15 people lifted the wreckage up so rescuers could get to a female paramedic trapped inside. Here are some of those Good Samaritans talking about the rescue.
We were in the right place at the right time.
The emergency responders got there very, very quickly.
And we really hope that the people will recover. They'll be okay. One human being helping another, you know, or a group of human beings helping others. And it was nice to know that it's still like that.
All in critical but stable condition. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Day 53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, last report of the day. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
And they're still working on the inner loop between the JFX and 83. It looks like they may be trying to make some adjustments there now. Three lanes are getting by right here at the JFX. So that's a little bit of an improvement. And they're waiting for this concrete to set up and do what it has to do. At least when you get past the state highway trucks now, you're on your way to Charles Street, York Road, and over to the ramp at 83. But now the backup on the Beltway is even back beyond 795. So if you're coming up from Liberty Road, that's where that begins. And the JFX is still looking at a backup coming up from Northern Parkway and up through that area. But it looks like now they're making some changes and may begin now to pick up the rest of this stuff right here at the JFX. So maybe 15, 20 minutes or so, that will start to alleviate some of that. And then this backup will eventually go away by 9:30, maybe quarter to 10. But it's not completely clear yet, but they're making progress, at least now, on the inner loop and on the JFX northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start to the day today. And, of course, it's a little frosty out there this morning. I tell you, Kim, she's thawing out right now as we speak. 65 for the high today. Mostly cloudy, low 50s tonight. Right now, sunny 46 in Reisterstown. Let's check out Middle River. 49. There's a heat wave in Middle River going on right now. Morning, Kim.
Good morning. I can tell you, when I walked out to work out at 5 a.m., it was freezing outside.
Yes, it was.
Well, good morning to you. I heard you earlier talking about State's Attorney Ivan Bates and his spot on Fox and Friends. I think he did a great job there. But he's also speaking out about safe streets.
Mm-hmm.
And he has let everybody know that when it comes to safe streets and trying to close some of these cases, he has yet to close a case with any information from safe streets. Again, why are we spending billions upon billions of dollars on this organization where many people in the streets, they don't even see them? They say that they're violence interrupters. Do we see any of that? I mean, there's no evidence of this. So we're going to talk about it because I still want to know what is going on with Mayor Scott to continue throwing money.
To your knowledge, I don't recall, has Isabel Cumming, has she ever looked at or audited the Safe Streets program?
Well, apparently there's, you know, she's got the youth fund on her desk now.
Right.
So I was listening to Ivan Bates on another interview. It sounds like she might end up picking up Safe Streets eventually.
Yeah, she should.
She should. Well, look, I thought she should have a long time ago, but I guess, you know, priorities for her, I don't know. She's doing a great job. So I'm not going to dictate any of that. But we're going to talk about that. Of course, Letitia James was indicted. That's a huge story this morning. It's going to go with the question of the day. And at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Jennifer Gallardi. She is with the Heritage Foundation, and she is a policy expert. Obviously, we're going to talk about tariffs and what that means for the consumers, because you know what? I don't see a huge rise in grocery prices, but some people are saying that
spot markets. Yeah. Coffee is up, and there, if you're, beef is up right now. But the other thing is that the tariffs are going to actually, if this shutdown continues for another week, which it looks like it will, then the WIC program needs to be funded, because that's due to expire.
Yeah.
So President Trump says he's going to use the tariff revenue to make sure that women and mothers and children are going to be fed. So that's a good thing. And also, you got to pay the military. You got to pay first responders and stuff.
Absolutely.
So if this thing goes on protracted, then the tariffs might come in handy.
Yeah. I wonder how long this is going to end up being.
And this is going to be at least till the 18th, because that's the No Kings Day.
Oh,
and
right.
And Schumer, you know, that's a big thing in the Democrat, progressive,
you know,
Marxist world.
Makes sense, for sure.
Yeah. So
Makes sense.
At least till then. We'll see what happens.
Well, thank you.
Well, stay tuned for Kim. Coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news here on WCBM. Again, love having you here on the program this morning. By the way, we don't have time to get into the Penn North story. We'll maybe do that Monday, because that bears like a full discussion on exactly what we should be doing with overdoses and the Penn North and these drug corners. And because everything we have tried, remember Just Say No? Didn't work. Remember there was Kurt Schmoak years ago was talking about legalize everything. Didn't work. Of course, we just got to the recreational marijuana. Now we know that's a problem. And so the question is, again, how do you prevent some of these overdoses when it's tantamount to putting, it's like Russian roulette, taking a gun, you know, with a bullet in the chamber and pulling it to your head, because that's what it is with fentanyl. To these, you're playing Russian roulette with your life on a regular basis. So there's got to be another approach, and I want you to think about that. We'll talk about that on Monday. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together, making sure that no matter where you are in this area, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. So that's always a good thing. Whether it's new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You get the best of both companies teamed up in one. Free area towing, financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or gbt-online.com, or Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, they have now really become the best team in Baltimore. Thanks for all the calls, comments, emails, and texts. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back Monday morning at 6 a.m. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.